Do it, baby. Practice too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Joseph, I hate school, but Friday is the best day.
Yeah, dude, it's the closest day to the weekend.
I don't even do my work on Friday. I just push it off till Monday.
Yeah, you just sleep in class all day.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Cody, you still doing that kindergarten thing?
Yeah, I gotta study for my final exam. 5 cats, 6 flowers, 7 balloons, 8 crayons, 9 cupcakes, 10 tractors, got it.
What exam do you have to study for in kindergarten?
Well, this is the final exam, and if I pass this, I get to go back to normal school with you guys.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. The school year's not even over with.
Yeah, but a kid bit my ear off, and there was a parent-teacher conference. It was a whole thing.
So if you pass this test, you come back to normal school?
Yeah, and this is really important for me, so I really have to study. How many cats? Okay, 5, got it.
Okay, well, I mean, me and Joseph didn't even get to go to kindergarten.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you did. You've been to kindergarten before.
No, we wanted to sneak into your kindergarten class and hang out with you.
Guys, do not sneak into my kindergarten class.
But it would be so fun, like, screw around and, like, have a free day. It is Friday.
No, this is very important for me, and if I screw this up, I get stuck in kindergarten, so you guys are not coming.
Okay, fine, we won't come.
Okay, I'm going to school. 5 cats.
All right, Joseph, we're going to sneak into his kindergarten class.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
What's that? Did I hear you say you're looking for a free-to-play mobile game where you can create your very own Dragon Empire? Well, then let me tell you about today's sponsor, Dragon City. Dragon City lets you hatch, collect, and evolve over 1,000 dragons, even ones inspired by YouTubers. They even added a piece of the SML universe to the game. Build your dream city with magical habitats and awesome decorations. Test your dragons in epic battles. Climb the leaderboard and show off your dragon mastery. Dive into quests, unlock powerful skills, and join forces with over 450 million players in a community where legends are made. Click the link below or scan the QR code to download Dragon City now. Get the SML decoration instantly, plus 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the epic Ovi Dragon to kickstart your adventure. But hurry, it's a limited time offer.
It's a purple day!
I love the color purple!
It's my last day here.
Yummy! I got purple Beto spaghetti!
I want some!
You can't actually eat it, it's Beto!
Watch me!
No, it's my spaghetti!
God, I can't wait to get out of this class.
All right, class, settle down. Settle down, class. All right, today is April 12th, which means today is
purple day!
Yes, it is. Today is finally purple day!
Fuck yeah!
Language! All right, class, we're going to go around the class, and everyone's going to tell me one thing that's purple. Alex, why don't you start?
Oh, grapes are purple!
Wrong. Sometimes grapes are green. Try again, Alex.
Barney's purple!
Wrong again. Barney's stomach is green. He's not completely purple. Try again. Name something completely purple.
Eggplants! They're purple!
Wrong again, Alex, because the stem of an eggplant is green, so it's not completely purple. You fail for today.
This is bullshit!
Anyone else want to try to name something completely purple?
My mom's body was completely purple when I found her dead!
That doesn't count, Mikey. I'm sure she was another color, too.
No, she was only purple.
How about someone else goes? Daryl, would you like to try? Bears aren't purple, Daryl, but thank you for trying. Who else wants to try? How about you, Freddy? Name something purple.
Purple paint is purple.
Yes, someone got it right. Thank you, Freddy. Purple paint is completely purple. Cody, why don't you try next?
Purple Play-Doh?
That doesn't count, Cody, because the container of Play-Doh is yellow, so you fail.
What? That's bullshit. I was talking about the Play-Doh itself outside of the container.
Too late. You have to be more specific, Cody.
Can you just give me my final exam so I can get out of this place?
Oh, yes, Cody, that. Class. Free time, play nicely while I give Cody his final exam. All right, Cody, here's your final exam.
Wait, this is it?
Yes, and don't forget the most important question of all. You have to fill out your name. Otherwise, how will I know whose test I'm grading?
I'm the only one taking the test.
Just fill out your name, Cody. Do you need help spelling out your name, Cody?
No, I got it, but I do have a question. Why does it say my goal and my score?
Because you can fill out your goal as well. What you want to make on this test.
Well, why would I put anything other than 100? I want to get them all right.
Just fill it out, Cody.
But whose goal would be like a 50 or a 2?
And if you need any words of encouragement, look at Mr. Apple.
You can do it. Well, thank you, Mr. Apple. I actually do have one more question, though. Some of the questions are repeated multiple times, like 0 plus 2 and 0 plus 2 and 0 plus 2 and 0 plus 2.
Cody, I can't help you with any questions on this exam. You have to do that yourself. And if it's too confusing for you, maybe you're not ready to leave kindergarten.
Well, it's not confusing. I just thought maybe you made a typo or something.
All right, Cody, no cheating.
I'll try not to.
There's no way you're gonna pass that test, Blo. Those questions are hard.
Oh, yeah? When I pass this test, I'm never gonna have to see any of you fuckers ever again. Oh, Freddy. I might still hang out with you, Freddy. You're cool.
Okay.
Hey, Blo, you want me to sharpen your pencil for you?
No, it's pretty sharp.
I can make it sharper.
Why would I ever trust you ever again? You bit my ear off, you goon.
Hey, Cody, this is what the poop looks like coming out of my butt.
Hell yeah, Freddy. What? Fuck off, Mikey! Give me my test back!
Why don't you come get it?
You bitch! God damn it, Mikey, get back here!
All right, Joseph, this is the kindergarten classroom.
What, guys, what the hell are you doing here?
We said we were going to sneak into your kindergarten class.
I said don't do that.
Well, we're already here.
Okay, well, if you're already here, help me catch Mikey.
Who's Mikey?
He's the blonde kid in the orange shirt.
I have an orange shirt.
Well, you're not blonde, are you?
No.
Come on, let's catch Mikey.
Okay.
Hey, Daryl, I'm going to hide in your desk, but don't tell anyone!
Hey, you guys seen Mikey?
No! Yeah!
Wait, which is it?
I ain't stitching!
Wait, Cody, why is that kid pressing bear over and over and over again?
I don't know. He doesn't talk. That's just what he does.
Oh, Cody, there's Mikey. He's wearing orange.
But he's not blonde.
Well, that kid over there is blonde.
Yes, but she's not wearing an orange shirt.
Kindergarten's way too hard.
God damn it, Mikey, get back here.
Oh, Cody, are you finished with your test?
No, I have to make some corrections.
Cody, you spelled your name wrong. Your name's not Code. I asked you if you knew how to spell your name.
I didn't write that.
Your name is spelled
C-O-D-Y. D-Y, yeah, I know.
Cody, you got everything wrong on your test. 2 plus 2 isn't 17, and 3 plus 2 isn't 1.
I know, that's because I didn't write that. Mikey did it.
You cheated off of Mikey?
What? No, Mikey didn't even have a fucking test. I was the only person taking it.
Oh, and the only thing you got right was my goal, which is 0.
And why the fuck would I even write that?
You made Mr. Apple sad because you couldn't do it.
Well, ask Mr. Apple, who really took the test. He knows. Actually, you know what? Ask my friends. Mikey stole it, right, guys?
Cody, you snuck in your friends from an older grade to help you cheat on your test?
But no!
Well, to be fair, I didn't know that 2 plus 0 was 2. I thought it was 0.
Junior, that's 2 times 0.
Maybe your friends should be in kindergarten with you.
Look, just let me take the test again. I can do it.
No, I'm sorry, Cody, but there's no way you can pass kindergarten.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go beat Mikey's ass. Come on, guys.
Wait, no, no, no. Actually, I have to check my phone. Do what you gotta do.
I love my blocks.
Hey, Freddy.
What happened? Did you fail your test?
Yeah, sure did. But guess what? I want to introduce you to some friends of mine.
You don't have friends.
Yeah, I do. We're the Skeeter Boys, and we're gonna fuck.
What do you think he's doing?
He means he's going through the punishment book to find a punishment.
I found it.
What'd you find?
The word nigger. That Mark Twain is a literary genius. But you guys, what the hell is wrong with you? Biting in a kindergarten class? And sneaking in here trying to cheat on a test? You thought I wouldn't find out?
We didn't cheat on the test. All we did was beat up a kindergarten.
You should have just said that. Oh, my bad. Silly me. You think I'm stupid? I could send all of y'all to Judy. You know that? I could send you to Judy. Judy.
I think he just likes saying Judy.
Judy is kid prison. You want to go to kid prison, badasses?
No.
Oh, I could send you to kid prison, but you know what? I got a better plan. How about I send you to kindergarten?
Sir, I'm already in kindergarten.
Well, your friends can join in kindergarten, okay? And I got the perfect test for you. If you fail my exam, you get to stay in kindergarten forever!
Well, I have a question about it.
What?
Since we're going to kindergarten, Is the video going to be called Cody Goes to Kindergarten? Or is it going to be We All Go to Kindergarten?
I haven't thought about that one.
Maybe Junior goes to kindergarten?
But what about Joseph? Joseph's going.
What about Cody plus 2?
Yeah, maybe Junior and friends go to kindergarten?
That's too long. How about
Junior's Misadventures?
How about Junior, Joseph, Cody go to kindergarten?
No, that's too long.
That's pretty long.
Thanks again to Dragon City for sponsoring this video. Don't forget to grab your limited time offer by clicking the link in the description. Act now and get 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the epic Ovi Dragon, and the SML decoration instantly. Go check out Dragon City.
My junk food jambalaya is almost ready! Oh, it smells so delicious! Oh my god, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom! But first, I need to add one more ingredient. The olive oil. Let's sauce it up, baby! Okay, alright, I need to go to the bathroom.
You hear that, guys? My tummy's ready for some din-din.
What the hell is din-din?
You know, din-din, like dinner?
Dude, are you 2 years old?
Guys, calm down. Chef Pee-Pee will be done cooking dinner soon.
Well, what's he cooking? Because my tummy's ready for some din-din. Isn't that right, tummy?
Yeah, Cody, I want some din-din.
Dude, if you say din-din one more time, your ass is done-done.
Ah! Why am I alive?
Is that a food monster? What the hell was that, Junior?
I was trying to distract him.
Good thinking, dude. Maybe it's a food zombie, and we got to eat him before he spreads.
Yeah, let's eat him.
Wait, don't eat him. What if it's a kid, and Chef E was trying to cook him, and maybe all that food got burned onto his skin when he was in the oven before he escaped?
Dude, that's a dark turn. We're kids.
Wait, so Chef E's trying to cook kids?
Why else would food be alive?
Help me!
Oh, he's saying help me. Only a kid would say help me. Wait, hold on. Where are you from?
The kitchen!
Chef Pee-Pee's from the kitchen.
Yeah, so is food.
What? Need to cook the kids!
Oh, no, we have to call the cops. Poor Chef Pee-Pee, but he has to go to jail for his crimes. Trying to cook a kid. What's wrong with him?
Okay.
Cody, go call the cops.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get my phone. Okay, Junior, I got my phone.
He's eating your doll, dude.
Joseph, stop him!
Cody, no!
Joseph, please!
Cody, shut up!
Junior, tell Joseph to stop you!
Junior, I don't care, I'm still gonna watch!
Cody, just call 911.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, 911! What's your emergency? Yeah, hey, sorry, I'm just trying to liven things up here. This job can get really depressing, you know, listening to people's emergencies all the time. Like, the last call I got was about this guy who killed his whole family and then he shot himself on the phone, so I'm really hoping this call's gonna be happier.
Oh, well, we got a chef that's cooking kids.
But really? He's cooking kids?
Yeah, alive.
Oh, man. Are you sure? Like, this isn't a prank or anything?
No, he's really doing it.
Well, can you prove it? I don't even want to believe you. This sucks.
Well, I guess you could talk to the cooked kid.
Yeah, let me do that.
Help me!
Yeah, that sounds like a half-cooked kid. Damn it. Okay, we're coming.
All right, Junior, the police are on their way. What? There they are. They're here.
All right, child cooker, we have the place surrounded, so freeze and come out with your hands up.
How can he come outside if he's frozen?
Oh, that's a good point, Simmons. I didn't think about that. Okay, so unfreeze, and then put your hands up, and then come outside and freeze again.
Well, how can you open the door if his hands are up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Forget all that. So I want you to unfreeze, and then come outside, and then close the door, because we don't want bugs getting in the house. And then put your hands up, and then freeze again. How's that sound, Simmons?
That was good, mate.
Okay, so just do all that.
I don't think he's coming out.
Well, maybe he got confused and he thought he was still supposed to freeze inside. Well, let's just go in and get him. Hold on, we're coming, we're getting you.
What the hell? Who's at the door?
Freeze!
What?
I will unfreeze and then put your hands up and then freeze!
That's so confusing!
Just get the hell on the ground!
All right, kids, we arrested your chef.
Why am I being arrested?
Because you've been cooking kids while they're alive.
Junior, why are you lying to the cops? I didn't cook a damn kid!
If you didn't cook a kid, then what's that?
What the hell? I don't know what that is!
Well, it's obviously a kid that you cooked with a bunch of food.
Oh, no, I didn't cook a damn kid! How many times do I have to say that?
Okay, well, let's ask him. Are you a kid that he cooked?
He created me! Daddy!
Oh my god, you cooked your own kid, you sick bastard! Well, I mean, I guess that's better than cooking somebody else's kid. I mean, if he's yours, I guess you could still- No, cooking kids is definitely wrong!
He's not my kid, and I didn't cook his ass!
Huh. Simmons, have there been any kids reported missing today?
Not today, mate.
Really? Not in the whole world?
Nope.
Wow, it is a good day to be a kid. We are doing really good. Well, I guess if there's no missing kids, then it can't be a kid.
Exactly.
Unless he's your kid!
What the- No, it's not my kid!
Huh. Okay, well, I mean, I guess it's just some kind of food monster. And as much as I'd love to stick around and figure out what that's all about, I'm sure you guys will just call me later, so you're free to go.
Hey, Mike, can I have one of his marshmallows?
No!
Simmons, Just leave the freak alone. Let's go.
So, Chef Pee-Pee, what is that thing?
I don't know.
Well, what were you cooking downstairs?
My world famous junk food jambalaya.
But what were the ingredients?
Well, you have marshmallows, Oreos, Cheerios.
But that's all stuff that's on the food monster. Keep going with the ingredients.
Skittles, cheeses, olive oil.
What, olive oil? Are you sure you didn't use olive oil?
What the hell is olive oil? I use olive oil. I know what I use.
Well, go get the bottle. Let me see.
Okay. Cody, you're right! It's olive oil!
Yeah, olive oil's just like olive oil, but it makes food come alive. My mom accidentally used this on some lasagna one time, and it wouldn't leave me alone for a week. We had to hire Garfield to eat his ass.
Who the hell would make something like this?
I don't know, but it's extra virgin olive oil, so he's gonna be really horny.
I'm saving myself for marriage!
Wait. So this is really my creation of my son?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can eat him if you don't want him. He looks pretty tasty.
Hell no, you're not eating my son! Oh, he's gonna be a big basketball player when he grows up! I better go and buy some basketball.
Yeah, because that's what I think when I look at that. NBA All-Star. Conehead McGee.
Oh, I like that name. Conehead McGee. Do you like that name?
Ah!
Oh, he looks hungry, Cody. Do you have that free medium french fries you get every week?
Well, yeah, of course.
Go grab your french fries. Let's feed him.
Okay. Jesus. Okay, I got the french fries.
Okay, feed him a fry.
Okay, here you go. Eat it. Come on, eat it.
Eat it. Shove it in his mouth.
Junior, isn't this kind of like forced cannibalism because he's made of food and we're making him eat food?
Yes, he's right, dude. This is wrong.
Well, we're humans and we eat food, so then what does food eat?
Humans.
Uh-oh, there's the problem. If you were wondering what the problem in the video is, there it is.
Dude, we gotta eat him first. It's a doggy-dog world.
It is a doggy-dog world.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
What? No, it's doggy-dog world.
No, it's dog-eat-dog. Like it's brutal. Dog-eat-dog.
Dogs don't eat other dogs, unless you're Michael Vick.
Dude, that's not what happened, but okay.
He made them fight and made them eat each other.
Guys, let's not get into this right now. Let's just try to figure out how to get this monster to not eat us.
Okay, well, we're not gonna eat him. I think we can train this food monster to not want to eat humans, because I know another monster that used to eat humans and doesn't do it anymore.
The fact that you know a monster.
Come on, guys. Follow me. Come on, Conehead McGee. Okay, guys. Here's the Cookie Monster.
Hi, it's me, Cookie Monster.
Junior, Cookie Monster didn't used to eat people.
Oh, yes, me did. Me used to eat all parts of people. Me used to eat arms, legs, head, nose, and sometimes me even eat the booty.
Oh, okay, well, how did you stop, Cookie Monster?
Me found God and cookies, and me found my savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay, well, I'm really glad you could do that, Cookie Monster, that's really nice.
And sometimes, when me eat cookie, me think of how the bone crunch from human. See, listen. Sound just like this crunch of human child head.
Yeah, I guess it might sound like that, yeah.
And sometime when me dream about when I ate family of six in Utah. They were camping, and I ate the mother in front of the kids. I cut her head off and drank her blood. And sometime I think her head sound like this.
Okay, well, I'm really glad you don't do that anymore, Cookie Monster.
Sometimes we think about how human flesh is sweeter than cookie.
Okay, well, we have a monster here that doesn't want to eat humans anymore, so can he have some of your cookies?
No! My cookies! Find your own!
Okay, well, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, let's go figure out something else.
Okay, Junior, we need to figure out something this monster can eat that's not humans, because if he gets a taste for human flesh, it's over.
Well, how about we ask him what he'd want besides humans? Hey, Conehead!
That was good.
Oh my god, he ate Joseph!
Oh my god, what are we gonna do?
Junior, let's climb up here. He can't reach us up here.
I'll suck the marrow from your bones!
Well, I like the sucking part, but not the marrow part.
Well, call the cops, Cody!
Okay. Hello? 911? You're on your way? Okay, great. Okay, Junior, they're coming.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, hey, you're that food monster thing. Oh, hello.
We're hiding up there, because he eats humans!
Oh, hey, freeze! He's trying to eat you! Get on the ground!
Bet you told me to freeze.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, unfreeze.
No! Freeze!
Unfreeze on the ground, freeze! Jesus, I gotta be so specific with people these days.
What are you doing to my baby? Oh, I just got this basketball so we can ball together. Isn't that right, LeBron James Goldhead?
They're trying to kill me!
Yeah, well, your son is trying to eat these kids, so I'm gonna give you two options. I can either shoot him or you can eat him.
Oh, my baby boy. Well, I brought you into this world. I guess I have to eat you out.
Hey, what? I'm gonna need you to rephrase that for me.
I'm about to eat him. I'm about to eat this booty like groceries.
Ew.
I wish that was me.
Wow, I can't believe he ate the whole thing. Yeah, it's never easy eating your first kid, but it does get easier. At least that's what my schizophrenic grandma told me before she put me in the microwave. Anyway, now that the threat's neutralized, I guess I can go home. I'm just grabbing one of these Skittles. Oh, see ya.
Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah, well, Junior, now that that's over, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room.
Your mom's here? Your big fat mom's here?
No, Junior, the elephant in the room.
Oh, that olive oil isn't a real thing?
No, the actual elephant that's in the room. It's right here. It's huge. What's it doing here?
There is a huge elephant in the room.
You didn't notice the giant elephant? We just climbed it a minute ago.
I didn't even notice. I guess I'm just so used to your fat mom being around that I just assumed that was your mom.
You thought we climbed my mom to get away from a monster?
I don't know, Cody. I don't know how the elephant got here.
I don't know either. It's not mine.
Well, it's not mine.
Well, maybe it was Joseph's.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on today.
I don't know.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to wrestle?
Oh, yeah. We can WWE wrestle.
Okay, you guys try to pin me.
Come on, Joseph. Let's pin him.
Yeah, get behind me, Joseph. Bro, hell no. I'm not about to wrestle you guys. What?
What? But we got to pin him.
I'm not about to pin him down. Dude, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of just chilling with guys all the time. We need chicks. We need girls, dude.
Yeah, Joseph is right. We do need girlfriends.
Well, you guys can get girlfriends after you pin me. Look, I'm already wiggling.
Come on, you want to pin him?
I'm not pinning his ass down. I'm not about to get musty wrestling his ugly tail.
Okay, so listen, we do need girlfriends. I haven't even spoke to a girl since me and Penelope broke up.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You're losing your swagger, dude. Let's go and pick up some hoes. We need chicks for every day of the week. My is too dry.
I'm sorry, what?
He said his is dry.
Yeah, you heard me.
See, every time mine gets like that, I pee a little bit.
Smart man. I need that technique.
Excuse me?
Well, every time I feel a little dry down there, I piss my pants a little bit.
Wait, you're telling me you always have a little bit of piss in your pants?
Yeah, every man does it.
Yeah, like a little drip.
I don't do that. I never piss my pants.
Only 3 drops. It's not like we're totally pissing.
Yeah, maybe it's like a gay thing, because straight people do it all the time.
Yeah,
it must be gay that I don't piss my pants.
Well, all straight people like pee a little bit in their pants.
I don't think so. I think that's just you guys.
Well, we have to get girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't tell them you pissed your pants.
Girls already know we do that.
Yeah, it's like cooties. We know they have it. They know we piss ourselves. It's common knowledge.
I don't think they know that. I don't think that's common. I think that's just you.
Well, no, it's all straight men.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we find hot chicks, Joseph?
Not the diaper section at Target.
What the fuck? Wait, you said the diaper section at Target?
Well,
we don't want to date babies. That's ew.
Hey, weird ass. Hey, check his laptop. I'm worried about
it. Yeah, I want to call the FBI.
No, I said that because you guys piss yourselves.
Why would we check the diaper section at Target for women?
Well, I said not the diaper section at Target.
But I don't understand. Like, why didn't you say, oh, go to the thong section? Right. But you're bringing up diaper section?
Well, because you guys piss yourselves. That's what it... You guys piss yourselves and you're acting like I'm being weird?
I don't know.
Sound like a baby lover.
I want to see... I want to check your search history a little bit.
I don't piss myself.
Yeah, you're going to be getting a knock from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joseph, not him. Don't answer this question, Cody, weirdo. Where do we find hot chicks?
Bro, I'm telling you, we got to go to the dog park. I saw a group of them with their dog last night.
Oh, my God. We go to the dog park because we are dogs.
Let the dogs out.
Well, dogs do piss themselves. So that makes sense.
Well, I want to be a Michael Vick dog.
That booty meat.
All right, Cody, come on. We're going to pick up chicks.
You guys have fun.
Wait, you're not coming?
We need a third man.
No, I'm gay. Why would I come?
Well, they don't know that you're gay. And also, you're so ugly. You're going to make me and Joseph look like supermodels.
Yeah, 10 times better, dude.
Okay, I guess I can go be a wingman.
Appreciate it, man.
Wait, what's that, Ken? You want to stay here and watch Looney Tunes? Okay, but just remember, real life isn't that loony. Roadrunners don't really do that. They don't go meep meep. Can you imagine?
Cody, come on!
Meep meep.
Good boy! Bats!
Oh, dude, there's the hoes. I told you I got them on lock.
There's 3 of them. 1 for all of us. Or 2 for one of us since Cody's gay.
Oh, dude, I'm getting a 2-for-1 special since I introduced you.
So how do we get the girl's attention?
Dude, just put on your pillow face. Oh, yeah, they're gonna come crawling our way.
Fetch!
Ew!
What's wrong, boy?
This motherfucker has gross-ass teeth! Don't look at his teeth!
Yeah. I can smell his teeth from here!
Let's get out of here! Ew!
God damn it, dude, you always scaring the hoes!
Yeah, why'd you ruin it with your stupid ugly ass teeth?
You were so
sorry,
close.
Guys, I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to, your teeth are yellow as shit!
You didn't even try, dude!
Looks like you ate macaroni and cheese.
Put
and
your hole in,
shoved them all over your mouth!
Fuck, put your head in the damn ground or something.
Yeah, you scared the bitches away!
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Get out of here, Cody! Wow, Cody, wow!
I know, right, dude? We were so close to getting those 3 girls, you ruined it!
I'm sorry, guys, I can't help my teeth, it's genetic.
What the hell you mean you can't help it? All you need is a toothbrush and a toothpaste, you never use one?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't work.
What the fuck? You scrub with the motherfuckers. Open the damn toothbrush. Have you ever opened the toothbrush in the toothpaste and used them scrubbing damn teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, you damn liar. I'm gonna beat your damn ass right now. Hey, go home and back. He deserves an ass whooping.
Look at his face. He already feels bad enough.
I should knock them damn teeth out. He shouldn't use them anymore.
Yeah, Cody, why can't you just brush your teeth?
Jenny, you don't even have teeth.
Well, if I did, I'd sure as hell brush them.
And look at my teeth. They're so damn perfect because I take care of them. God damn, you look like you just drank piss and chew on concrete 24-7.
Okay, well, speaking of piss, you guys piss your pants. How about that?
That's normal!
Yeah, women expect that. They don't expect teeth to be that yellow.
Jesus!
Guys, don't you think I feel bad? Don't you think I look at Ken's perfect smile and get jealous?
Well, I don't know how to say this, Cody, but since your teeth are so ugly, we have to kick you out of the Skeeter Boys.
You can't be a Skeeter Boy anymore.
But guys...
No, you can't be a part of the Skeeter Boys.
No, come on, you don't mean that.
I mean it, Cody. No
guys,
more...
Guys, don't kick me out of the Skeeter
Boys. That's right my fucking ear, Cody. Shut up, and your breath smells like shit.
Yeah, septic tank breath ass.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, get to stepping, Cody.
Okay.
A commercial?
Oi there! Are you tired of having disgusting, rotting, yellow teeth?
Yeah.
Do your friends call you piss drinker and concrete eater?
Yeah, they do.
Do you scare people away in public with your disgusting, jiggity-ass teeth?
Fucking yes, we get the point.
Then come down to Vinnie Veneer's orthodontist office, where your teeth can go from these... to these. Man, those are some pearly white teeth.
Eureka! That's it, guys. I'll go see Dr. Vinny Veneer and get new teeth.
Heck yeah, dude. Definitely go and see him. He's my orthodontist. He's a sick man. If you're really good and you stay still, he'll give you candy afterwards. And then he'll work on your teeth.
Wait, what?
Oh, and he's famous as hell. He was on an episode with Chris Hansen one time.
He got caught by Chris Hansen?
No, no, no. Someone hacked his laptop and he was just going to meet the kid in person and tell him not to hang out with those type of people.
Okay.
He was never convicted. Chat loss was crazy as fuck.
Well, I do need teeth really bad.
Well, let's go see him and see, like, if he'll give you a deal.
Okay, guys. Yeah, we'll go see him, and then I can join the Skeeter Boys again.
Only if you get new teeth.
Yeah. Okay, come on, let's go to the dentist.
Hey, Vinny, how you been, man?
Oh, well, look who it is. If it isn't Lockjaw.
Oh, dude, that's my old nickname. Still remembers. I'm his favorite customer. My jaw was locked for, like, 3 days straight. I had to drink through a straw and everything. Crazy.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. How you been, Vinny?
Oh, I've been great. It's been a while. How have you been?
Pretty good. My brace has been tight. You think you can take them off for me?
Oh, of course I can. It's just going to cost about
$3,000. $3,000? You know I don't got that type of money. Can you give me the discount my last time?
No, that was only a one-time discount. I'm looking for new customers now.
Well, I brought you Cody, ugly ass. His teeth is pretty messed up. Can I get a referral fee?
Oh, I'll talk to you about that afterwards. Oh. Cody, why don't you come sit on a dentist's lap?
Oh, lucky.
Oh, now let me see that pretty mouth open up.
What do you see, Doc?
Oh, I see a pretty mouth.
Oh, well, can you fix my teeth?
Oh, I can do a lot more than fix your teeth.
Yeah, referral fee coming up, motherfucker!
Freeze! You're under arrest!
Oh, shit, it's the force!
You're going away for a long time, Vinny. We have the whole place wiretapped.
Oh, shoot.
That's right. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you.
I'm sorry, Lockjaw. Looks like I won't be able to take the braces off of that pretty mouth.
Aw, my referral fee, though!
Yeah, we're definitely using that.
And I'm sorry, Cody. You have the sexiest mouth I've ever seen.
Yep, using that too.
Oh, I love your mouth so much.
Hey, you're really not doing yourself any favors here.
Simmons, oh, your mouth is so sexy.
Can you just take him to the car?
Come on, mate. Come on, mate.
Oh, I miss you, sexy mouth, Cody.
Dude, you just had a hit on my damn dentist, didn't you?
Yeah, Cody, now you're never going to get good teeth. We're never going to get girlfriends.
Whoa, wait, what's going on here?
Look at Cody's teeth.
Yeah, peel them bitches back.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, smell.
Ugh, why does it smell like plastic? That's toy ass. I don't even know what that means.
Well, listen, we really wanted Cody to get veneers because all girls are afraid to hang out around us because they see his ugly teeth and they go running.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a dentist. I can give him veneers.
But you can?
Yeah, I can probably use this creep's office, too.
Oh, well, speaking of creep, you should probably check Cody's search history.
Yeah, check that laptop. He's weird.
Yeah, because we said, where should we pick up hot chicks? He said the diaper aisle.
No, I said not the diaper aisle.
Well, he said the diaper aisle.
He definitely did.
Well, I mean, I pick up chicks at the diaper aisle. Yeah, I like MILFs. I'm into freshly ripped MILF puh. Okay. Yeah, let's get those veneers on. Come on.
Well, how much is it going to cost?
Oh, don't worry. I think we can work something out. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. It's going to be $10,000.
Well, we don't have $10,000.
I really do need new teeth.
What? Can we get, like, a rain check?
A rain check?
Isn't that like a check that you give them later?
I didn't know that was a form of payment.
I thought it was a wet check.
Yeah. We'll work something out. Okay. No payment plan or something.
Well, guys, no more yellow teeth, Cody.
Yeah, Cody, you actually look really good. I'm glad the dentist gave you a payment plan of $10 a month for the next 1,000 months.
Yeah, dude, I'm surprised you look this fresh. You did a good job.
Oh, hold on. My abs are itching. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm still working with that, too.
Yeah, you look like the whole package, Cody.
Damn right.
All right, now come on. Let's go to the park and pick up these damn girls. Dude.
Yeah, those girls are definitely going to talk to us now that your stupid, ugly, yellow teeth aren't distracting them.
Yeah, finally.
Let's go.
Oh, thank God. That kid with the ugly-ass teeth isn't here.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. I'd rather lick my asshole.
Let's play fetch again. Go get it.
All right, ladies. Check out us now.
Oh, my God. Look at his teeth.
Yep, I had braces for like 7 years. I look sexy as fuck, don't I?
And his glasses.
Hell, I'm not wearing glasses.
Guys, I think they're talking about me.
What? You're so handsome.
Yeah,
so
check this out.
Ladies, ladies, would you like to come back to our house?
Well, is he going to be there?
Only for one of you.
Yes.
Oh, then yes, let's go.
Come on, Annie.
Okay, ladies, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Cody, take off your shirt.
Yeah, smile and show us those beautiful teeth.
Yeah, they're so perfect.
Wait. You got a sexy piece of chocolate right here with braces in his mouth. Come on, man.
Yeah, ladies, come sit with us. Joseph, show me your teeth.
Ah!
Great face!
What the fuck?
That sounds like a hate crime to me.
I heard it too, dude.
Hey, let's put Cody in the middle.
Yeah! Wait, Cody, you're gay.
Yeah, I know, but I like the attention. Hey, I might even try out that straight thing you were talking about.
Yeah!
Dude, he's hogging a hoe!
You're a hoe hogger, Cody, a hoe hogger!
Shut the bitches, man!
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh my God, I hate this Cody. I miss the Cody with yellow teeth.
I know, I want to punch in his mouth so bad, bro.
That's it, Joseph. I gotta punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, you got to! Shit, somebody do!
Hey, Cody. You had a piece of toast in your mouth.
What, a piece of toast?
Yeah, like a piece of toast stuck in your teeth.
I didn't eat any toast today.
Well, I don't know. Looks like you ate some toast to me.
Yeah, I see some toast.
Yeah, it's a little tiny piece of toast.
I mean, I should probably check
it out. No, let me grab it. I insist, let me grab it.
The bro grab it.
Yeah, let me. Oh, there's a piece of toast.
Get that.
My ugly fucking teeth!
Look at it! That's right, bitches, you look at this teeth! This is the real him!
Look at that ugly-ass mug!
Guys, why did you do that?
Because, Cody, there's a lesson to be learned here. You shouldn't change for anybody. You're supposed to be happy with the way God made you or something.
That's not why you did it. You did it because you were jealous.
No. Yeah, we had to show you who you really are because God made you that way, and there's no reason to change yourself because...
See, you can't even get through without laughing. You know it's bullshit.
No! God made you the way you are, and you shouldn't change for anybody.
It wasn't our choice.
Don't try to make this immoral. You guys are just assholes.
No. Listen, you embrace that ugly fucking face.
Is it that bad?
A little bit.
I got the abs.
Yeah.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, a new episode of Dr. Finkelschiss is on.
No way.
Yeah, turn it on, dude.
I'm gonna turn it on. Cody, can you hand me the remote?
Ahem, say please.
Fight back, nigga. Fight back.
Take the remote.
Stupid please.
That's what I thought.
Jesus. Woo-woo-woo. Hello, I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I will be proving to you that the government is lying to you. The September 11th, 2001 attacks were planned years before they actually happened, and I can prove it. The government has been leaving little breadcrumbs on the money. For instance, if you fold a $5 bill just the right way, you can see the Twin Towers not yet on fire. Okay, that's not that weird. But if you fold a $10 bill the exact same way, now they are on fire. How could they have known this? And if you look at a $20 bill, even more on fire. And on a $50 bill, now they are gone. Only smoke remains. And if you look at the $100 bill, now they are back, but they are still smoky and they are shorter now. I think maybe they actually meant to put this one on the 50 and the 50 on this one. But you know, it's very difficult to plan an attack years in advance and then little clues on the money to confuse people. So I don't really blame them for getting that wrong. Now, I know what you are thinking. Dr. Finkelschitz, you are cuckoo. You are crazy. No, I am not crazy. And I can prove it. If I could just get a hold of the President's Book of Secrets, I could prove this. And I could prove that JFK's driver actually shot him and that Mark Zuckerberg is actually an alien who landed at Roswell. Well, do you really think a human could come up with the idea for Facebook? No! No human could ever think of
running a website where you can post pictures for your friends on the internet? I am onto you, government! Not everything is as it seems! See, this is actually weird! I bet you didn't see that coming! Mom, what is my PB&J?
I'm making it now, honey.
My tummy, it hungers!
Guys, the government planned 9/11!
No way, dude!
It's on the money, you see that, Cody?
Guys, Dr. Finkelschitz is a nut job.
A nut job that knows what he's talking about?
Cody, do you have a $20 bill?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, fold it like he folded it.
Okay.
Like in half, in the corners.
Like that?
Dude, that means it happened!
Yeah, we all know it happened. There's video of it. This isn't the only proof.
But they put the proof on the money, Cody. They planned it.
Well, why would they leave clues on the money?
Because they have to tell you before it happens, duh.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto 5, they leaked Grand Theft Auto 6 in the game because they want to show people that's coming out.
Okay, but what do they expect people to do with this information?
Stop it. I don't know. No one ever thought to fold it like that until now.
Guys, this is stupid. If you just look at a $20 bill, it has the White House on it. Next to it are two bushes. So yeah, if you fold it, it's gonna look like smoke.
Cody, you just showed more evidence. Think about it. The person in the White House planned 9/11. Two Bushes. We had George W. Bush and his dad as president. That's two Bushes.
Dude, you are a genius.
Yeah, 9/11 was planned by George W. Bush and his dad.
No, it wasn't, Junior. The $20 bill existed long before Bush was even president.
When did the $20 bill come out?
Well, I don't know. A long time ago.
Abraham Lincoln planned 9/11.
No, not my nigga Lincoln.
No, not Lincoln. Because planes didn't exist and neither did the World Trade Center.
That's why he was so genius. That's why he's called Honest Abe. He had the big hat to cover up his brain with all his ideas. So Abraham Lincoln planned to fly planes to the World Trade Center way before those things ever existed because he was that smart.
Okay, yeah, I guess fuck the Wright brothers. He invented planes and the World Trade Center and the idea that knocked down the World Trade Center with planes.
Yeah, that's what Abraham Lincoln did.
No, it's not what he did. That's stupid.
Okay, you know, if we had the president's book, we'd be able to confirm all of this.
And how are we supposed to get the president's book?
Oh my God, how do we do that?
I know a guy.
Nicholas Cage!
What, Nicholas Cage?
In National Treasure 2, he kidnapped the president and took him underground, and he made him give him the codes to get the book from the Library of Congress.
Yeah, that was a movie.
Oh, you think they changed the codes by now?
Well, yeah, they changed the codes.
So we have to kidnap Donald Trump and get him to give us the codes to get the book.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that'll be easy to kidnap the president.
Well, the cool thing is we're friends with someone who's done it before, and we can ask him. I'm calling Nicholas Cage.
You're calling him?
Okay guys, it's ringing. Oh, hi, Nick.
Nicky, baby!
How was that shit you took earlier?
Pretty big one.
What, you guys talk about how big his shits are?
Yeah, he likes to do it.
Your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
No, I'm from Florida.
Yeah, he's American. So the reason we called you, Nick, is we want to kidnap Donald Trump because we want to get the secret president's book, but we don't want to fail.
You know, Thomas Edison tried and failed nearly 2,000 times to develop the carbonized cotton thread filament for the incandescent light bulb. And when asked about it, he said, I didn't fail. I found out 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb. But he only needed to find one way to make it work.
Mm. Okay, well, we're not going to get 2,000 tries to kidnap the president.
Yeah, we got to get on the first try.
180 years of searching, and I'm 3 feet away.
He's in front of the Declaration of Independence.
He just hangs out there?
Yeah, he's a faggot.
People don't talk that way anymore.
I know, I'm not supposed to say that word. We're getting canceled. I don't know, you're just being weird.
If there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action.
That's why we should kidnap Donald Trump, so we can get the secrets for the American people. That's what he's talking about.
I'm going to steal it.
No, we're going to steal the book. We got it.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
You're going to steal that again?
Wait, again? Really? He already did it.
All right, so guys, we have to think of a plan to steal the Declaration of Independence. Wait, I mean...
That's not what we're doing.
We're stealing the...
Nick?
Big one.
Junior, is this just a recording you have on your phone? You don't know Nicolas Cage!
Okay, guys, here's my plan to get Donald Trump to come over.
I can't believe you fake knowing Nicolas Cage.
I do know him!
Yeah, we do know him, dude!
That was a recording.
No, it was a real phone call. You shut up. Listen, this is my idea to get Donald Trump to come over.
McDonald's?
He loves McDonald's, so when he smells McDonald's, he's gonna come over here to eat it, and we can ask him for his book.
He's not gonna be able to smell it all the way from Washington, D.C., and if he wants McDonald's, he can get it whenever he wants.
Okay, does anyone else have any bright ideas to get him to come over?
He hates Mexicans, dude.
He does hate Mexicans. So if we had an illegal immigrant in the house, he'd come over to deport him.
But I don't think he's going to personally come over to deport him.
Doesn't Chef Pepe kind of look like a Mexican?
Yeah, with a sombrero or something.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
I don't care. He looks kind of Mexican. So if I call the ICE people, they'll come over to deport him, and Donald Trump will come personally kick him out.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's worth a shot. Let me get my phone. Okay, guys, it's ringing.
Is that a fake recording, too?
No, it's real.
Hello, immigration police?
Yes, immigration police. There's someone in my house that I don't think belongs here.
Oh, okay. What's he look like?
He looks like a Taco Bell eater.
Well, I eat Taco Bell, is it me?
No, it's a guy who looks like he could be good at baseball.
Barry Bonds?
No. He looks like he's afraid of chupacabras.
Kid, I'm gonna need you to start speaking English.
He's, Mexican.
We'll be on our way.
Okay.
Did it work?
I don't
Everybody
know.
Everybody free! Show us your papers!
Where are you, Mexicans? Where are you? Because I'm going to ship you to Colombia.
Wait, what the hell is going on?
Show us your papers, man. Papeles, amigo.
I don't have any papers. I am American.
Yeah, you think you're American because you lived here long enough.
You're stealing our jobs and you're eating our dogs.
No, I never ate dog. Well, one time. And I was at a Chinese restaurant and they said it was authentic.
I don't understand your Mexican accent. Listen, you're Mexican as shit because you're over here eating chips and salsa, the food of your people.
Yeah, show us your papers, man.
I don't have any damn paper.
Send him to Colombia.
Come on, you're going to Colombia.
No, what the hell?
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mr. Donald Trump, before you leave, we got you McDonald's.
Yummy, yummy, McDonald's in my tummy.
So do you want a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder?
I'll have the Quarter Pounder.
Hey, Mr. President, it could be poison. Let me try a bite first.
God damn it. I never get to eat my own goddamn food.
We have some questions.
Fuck!
We have some questions for you.
What?
Are you really changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Gulf is surrounded by North and South America.
But it touches Mexico.
Yes, but Mexico is also part of North America.
Okay.
Wrong.
Okay, also, is there a book that has all the secrets of America in it?
I don't know. There might be, there might not be. I don't know. Quite frankly, there could be, but there could also not be. But if there was, it might look like this. I don't know.
Is that the book?
I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Let me check. Is.
Oh, is there any way we could look at it?
No way, Jose. And speaking of Jose, did you deport the Mexican that was in the kitchen earlier back to Colombia?
Oh, that Quarter Pounder was delicious. Definitely not poison, but I'll go check.
You do realize that Mexicans aren't from Colombia, right?
Yes, but Colombia is further away than Mexico is to America, so they'd have to travel back through Mexico to get to America. Plus, they all speak Mexican.
You mean Spanish?
No, Spain speaks Spanish, Mexico speaks Mexican.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Donald Trump, there's a Mexican behind you!
Where?
Grab the book!
Oh no! The Mexican stole my book!
Hurry, Cody, look it up!
I'm trying to find the right page.
September 11, 2001.
Look it up, dude!
The moon landing was fake.
Obviously.
Pixar animated it.
Ooh.
Martin Luther King was a robot.
Wow.
No way.
Harriet Tubman invented twerking.
I believe it. She was thick as hell back then.
JFK just had Pop Rocks and Coke. That's why his head did that.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh,
right here. September 11th, 2001.
Read it.
You Mexicans, give me my book back. My book.
What do you want me to do to him, sir?
You know what? No TikTok for a week.
Oh, that's the worst punishment. I'd rather go to Colombia.
Okay, Daddy's gonna bring it back.
Oh, God. So, Cody, what did you see about September 11th?
I saw horrible things. Things you guys wouldn't believe.
What, dude? What?
Did you get to see who planned it?
Yeah, it was Nicolas Cage!
What?
Not Nicky, baby!
There's no way Nicolas Cage planned it.
Yeah, just call him and ask.
Okay, I want to call him. Okay, it's ringing.
Hi there.
Hey, Nick, did you plan a terrorist attack in New York City in 2001?
Pretty big one.
Oh,
your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
No.
Baby, thank you so much for making Thanksgiving dinner for us.
You're welcome, Marvin. I hope you boys enjoy.
Oh, the turkey looks so good.
Jimmy! Bullseye!
Well, don't throw darts at the turkey. Jimmy, stop throwing darts at the turkey.
I wanted to make sure it was dead.
Of course it's dead, Jeffy. It's cooked. Look, we gotta focus on the dinner, so eat.
Can I have pie?
No, you can't have pie yet. You have to have real dinner first.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. I thought I could eat all the food.
Jeffy, dinner first, pie last.
Who put diarrhea in this bowl?
That's gravy, Jeffy.
And then why did Mommy put her period all in this bowl?
Jeffy!
Prolapse anus!
Jeffy Manners!
Please prolapse anus!
Jeffy, listen. Bow your head. We gotta thank God for all this food. Dear God, thank you so much for the food. Thank you... God?
Hey, bow your head. Keep praying.
Thank you so much for turkeys. And thank you, God, for mashed potatoes.
Thank you for the mashed potatoes.
Thank you for, so much. Just thank you so much for food. Thank you for pilgrims.
What?
Thank you for the month of November to have Thanksgiving on.
Okay, I'm gonna leave. This needs salt, but you keep praying.
Thank you so much for Walmart, so we can buy turkeys.
Oh man, I love Thanksgiving. I get to go around and eat people's food while they bow their head and thank me.
And thank you, God, for cranberry sauce, whoever eats that. And thank you, God, for Thursday night football on Thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for Tom Brady. Thank you, God, for salt and pepper.
Marvin.
Amen. So that's
Jeffy! Turkeys can't fly! Meat busted!
What?
Why get out the turkey, Jimmy?
Quick 10-second rule!
Wait, what?
10-second rule!
Why don't grab the turkey? Oh, Jimmy, I thought you were grounded!
Okay, Marvin, we picked up the turkey within 10 seconds. It's fine.
There's dust all over it.
Just blow the dust off, Marvin.
I'm not in the mood for turkey.
Daddy, you could always eat mommy's period.
Jimmy, why did you throw the turkey?
Because I wanted to see if turkeys could fly!
Look, just eat your dinner.
I'm not hungry, unless it's dessert.
Well, then go to your room.
Okay.
Wait, no, Jeffy, leave the pie. Oh, that is it, Jeffy. Super, go to your room.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my God, I think he broke the lamp. Oh, I hate this day. Let me see what that is. Hello?
Hey there, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, officer, but why are you here?
Well, your neighbors filed a noise complaint because they said they heard shouting, and today's supposed to be a day of thanks, not a day of shouting. It's not Shoutsgiving. That'd be me and my wife at home, right? You know, because the bitch doesn't listen.
Well, we'll try to keep it down.
Yeah, you better, because I don't want to have to come back here.
Well, why are you working on Thanksgiving?
Well, my boss said he'd offer triple pay if we work through the holidays, and I can't afford to pass that up. But, God, I do miss Thanksgiving dinner, though.
Well, you can come inside and have some of our food.
No, I really can't. My boss said he'd fire us if he caught us eating Thanksgiving dinner on the job. Yeah, he said we have to protect and serve, not protect and serve ourselves a plate of food. That's why I have to wear this body cam. It sees everything I do to make sure I don't eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Marvin, the mashed potatoes are getting cold.
I'm coming, baby. I'll see you later.
Actually, mashed potatoes. I think I should come in and make sure no violence is happening in there.
What, violence?
Yeah, because of the shouting. Yeah. I should just come in, make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
Look, Marvin, I fixed the lamp!
Thank you, baby. See, officer, no violence in here.
What'd you say to me, boy?
What?
I just turned off my body cam. I'm allowed to do that, but only if I say that first. It malfunctioned.
Why'd you turn your body cam off?
Because I want to eat these mashed potatoes and drown them in gravy. Jesus, what the hell happened to your turkey? What'd you hunt for it yourself? Is that why there's darts in it?
Well, no, my son was throwing
and
stuff.
Why is it so dusty? Is it last year's turkey that you just pulled out of the attic?
What, no, we dropped it on the ground.
When the hell's the last time you swept your floors?
Listen, we try our best.
Oh, you mind if I have these mashed potatoes?
Have as many as you want.
Oh, you fucked up saying that. I'm gonna have the whole damn bowl. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna drown them in gravy. Oh yeah, whole boat full of gravy. Bring the gravy train all over it. Hell yes. Ooh, big spoon! Big spoon! Anybody want this big spoon?
No.
Alright, more for me. Ooh, big spoon. Oh my God, that was amazing. I ate every last drop. Yummy, yummy mashed potatoes in my belly. Ma'am, thank you. This was delicious.
You're welcome.
Okay, I guess I'm done here, which means I can turn this back on. Okay, boy, I don't want to catch you yelling at your wife anymore, got it?
Okay,
I'm gonna leave now.
Well, wait a minute, you have a stain on your shirt.
What, a stain? No, not a stain. Oh, God, that's a gravy stain. I know a gravy stain when I see one, and that's a gravy stain. Now my boss is going to know I was eating mashed potatoes and gravy, and I'm going to get fired.
Now, hold on. Why don't you just tell them that you fell down outside and that's dirt?
No, you don't understand. They have gravy-sniffing dogs that can smell gravy from a mile away. They're going to know this is gravy.
Well, why can't you just change your shirt?
This is my only uniform.
Okay, how about you tell them that you showed up to a house, and there was a fight, and someone threw gravy on your shirt?
But I turned my body cam off. I don't have any proof of that. They're never going to believe me.
You just turned your body cam back on.
Oh, shit, you're right. Oh, my God, now my boss is going to know I was eating mashed potatoes and gravy. He's going to hear me say it. Oh, no, that means he also heard me say yummy, yummy mashed potatoes in my belly. That was some pretty cringy shit. Oh, God, I really have to destroy this body cam and clean the stain.
Well, actually, no, you turned on your body cam after you said the yummy, yummy thing.
Oh, thank God. Oh, no, but now he knows I said it because I just said it again. Damn it, we got to take care of this.
Oh, how about we just throw your shirt in the washing machine?
Yes.
And then the stain will be washed out, and then maybe the water will destroy the body cam.
Yes, that's a great idea. I love that. Let's do it.
Okay, come on, let's go. Okay, throw your shirt in there.
Okay. Could you please tell your wife to leave? I'm kind of a grower, not a shower, and I don't want her to laugh at me.
Baby, can you leave?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's much better. Well, thank you.
Don't uncover it.
Now, come on. We're both boys. It's nothing you haven't seen before.
I don't want to see it.
Check this out. See how fast it goes?
That's disgusting!
Oh, come on, you've done this before, right?
No.
Dang.
Well, don't hit me with it!
Come on.
That's disgusting! Look, let's wash your stupid shirt.
Okay, fine.
Just turn it on.
There. Okay, it should be on.
Alright, let's go do something to pass the time.
Alright.
So what do you want to do?
I don't know. What, you have your Christmas tree up already?
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving, man. Just do one holiday at a time.
But I like to have the tree up. It makes me happy.
Well, you should have waited till December 1st. You know, I could write you a ticket for this.
What?
Hold on, my phone's ringing. Oh no, it's the chief. Look, just shut up. Hello?
Guy, where the hell are you?
I am at a house, investigating a crime.
Well, I tracked your squad car and it says you've been there for 30 minutes!
Well, yeah, see, there's a domestic violence situation going on, and cause the wife burned the turkey, and the husband got mad, so we hit her, and when I saw how burned the turkey was, I threw in a few swings too, cause like, how do you screw up a turkey that bad? You just put it in the oven.
Well, guy, as long as you're not eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, no, no, sir, I would never. I know better than to do that. I know the rules.
Okay, guy. Well, when you get done there, I want you to come by the office for an emergency uniform gravy inspection.
Yes, sir. I will do that right away. Shit. Shit, I say. Shit.
What's wrong?
My boss wants me to do a uniform inspection right after I leave here. I think he knows something's wrong.
Okay, well, the washing machine just finished. Let's go get it. Let's get it.
Oh, goody.
Is the stain gone?
No, dude. Look, the stain's still here.
Oh, that stain is deep in there.
I can't go back to my boss with the stain. I'm gonna get fired.
Ooh, I have an idea. What if we take a knife and we cut, like, the stain out of the shirt? Like, we cut a hole in the shirt, and then your boss would just think that, like, someone tried to attack you with a knife and cut your shirt.
Yeah, I like that. You could dress up like the Nipple Snipper Bandit.
Nipple Snipper Bandit?
Yeah, he's like a crazy guy that runs around and tries to snip people's nipples off with scissors. You could dress up like him and then attack me and then cut my shirt right there, and then the body camera would show you doing that, and then my boss would believe me.
But the body cam got destroyed in the washing machine.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, that's okay. I can just record it on my phone.
Yeah, you record it on your phone, and then your boss will see it happen, and then you'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, so just dress up like whatever you think a nipple snipper would wear.
I'll just put on, like, a ski mask and stuff.
Sure, that works.
Okay, how do I look?
You don't really look like a nipple snipper bandit. You look like a regular bandit.
Well, how would I look like a nipple snipper bandit?
I don't know. You just don't look like you want nipples. You look like you want money.
How do I look like I want nipples?
Maybe, like, say that you want nipples.
Okay, give me nipples.
No, that's like a request for nipples. You have to demand nipples.
Demand nipples? Okay, I want nipples.
No, you sound like a fussy baby. No, that's not gonna work.
Okay, give me nipples.
No, you're just throwing a tantrum for nipples. I can't take this seriously. Look, if I'm gonna be intimidated by you, they're gonna fire me anyway. I'm supposed to be a cop.
Okay, I'll go as hard as I can. Give me the nipples.
No, that's too horny.
Okay, listen, just record me and I'll make it realistic.
Okay, alright, it's going. Here I am, in this house, responding to a potential nipple snipper emergency.
Hey, give me the nipples! Give me!
No, that's just silly. You sound like a boss in a video game.
Ugh. What am I supposed to do right then?
I don't know, just be more intimidating, be scary.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, second try. Here I am in this house, responding to a potential nipple snipper.
Give me the nipples! Oh, I need your nipples! Give me!
Don't give me the nipples! Oh no, you snipped my shirt! I have to run away now! Okay, well, that video looked okay, I guess, but it'll probably save my job, and at least my boss won't know I ate gravy.
Yeah, I mean, there is an actual hole in your shirt, so it'll look like the nipple snipper actually cut it.
Yeah, it's pretty believable.
Well.
Alright. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. So do we, like, kiss now?
Let's just leave.
Oh, okay. Hey, sir, I'm here for my uniform inspection.
Guy, what the hell happened to your uniform?
Oh, see, I got snipped by a nipple snipper. Yeah, the nipple snipper bandit. He tried to snip my nipple, and he missed, and he caught the uniform.
Well, guy, let me see your body camera footage.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. He snipped the body cam, too. It just fell right off. But I managed to record the whole thing on my phone, though.
Well, it's a good thing you're safe, guy. Why don't you just go home? You deserve all the mashed potatoes you can eat.
No, thanks. I'm full of terror from the nipple snipper. I'm gonna go home.
Hey, baby.
Ah! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Marvin, is that you?
Yes, it's me!
Why are you dressed like a bandit?
I'm not dressed like a bandit. I'm dressed like a nipple-snipping bandit.
What?
I snip nipples with scissors.
Stay away from me.
I don't really do that. Listen, the cop had the stain on his shirt, and we had this idea where we'd come up with the nipple-snipping bandit, and he snips people's nipples so we could cut a hole in his shirt and cut the stain out so his boss doesn't see the gravy and doesn't fire him.
What?
Listen, I'm just tired. I'm gonna lay down.
Well, they say turkey makes you tired, Marvin.
I don't want to eat your hairy turkey.
Well, then I'll go shave.
Well, no, baby, don't shave. What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
I don't know about you guys, but I put my pranky pants on today.
Your what?
My pranky pants. I feel like doing some little pranks in my pranky pants.
Those are shorts.
Those are my pranky trousers, Junior. Those are my pranky pants.
They look like your normal shorts.
Nope. Those are the prankiest pants.
Okay, what kind of pranks do you want to pull?
Oh, something silly, something pranky.
Ooh, something like pushing people in traffic?
Well, no, I was thinking of something more fun and harmless.
Ooh, like Ding Dong Ditch?
Well, something like that, but a little bit prankier. I was thinking maybe we could light a bag of dog shit on fire and put it on somebody's front doorstep, and then we knock on the door, and then when they open the door and they see the fire, they try to stomp it out, and they get doo-doo on their shoes and pee-you. Stinky.
Classic.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a lot of chain of events have to happen for that prank to happen.
It's pretty simple.
No, you're talking about the find dog shit, put it in a bag, go to someone's front door, knock on the door, and light it on fire, and then when the person sees the fire, they're gonna stomp on it? That's not what I would do if I saw fire. Like, if I saw fire, I would go grab, like, a cup of water and throw it on it.
No, but you don't have time. There's a fire on your doorstep.
I would piss on it.
Well, I guess you could do that, but I think most people would just try to stomp it out.
Yeah, but wait, okay, so what if someone, like, grabs, like, a fire extinguisher and then sprays it?
Well, that's kind of overkill, just for a little fire. You can stomp that out.
Okay, what?
You got piss right on you, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Boyney, I'm going to the grocery store. Is there anything you need?
Some more beer, some stool softener, because I'm pretty backed up, and some Paw Patrol mac and cheese. Those shapes are my favorite.
Oh, but Boyney, what if they're out of the Paw Patrol? What do you want?
SpongeBob.
Okay.
Hey, how long do you think you're going
to
be?
I don't know, maybe a couple hours, because I'm going to try to use the self-checkout there, Boyney, so it feels like I have a job. And some of them have cameras on them, so it makes you feel famous.
Yeah, they do that.
Okay, Boyney, I'll be back soon.
Okay, take your time.
All right, Boyney, if there's anything else you think of that you need, just call me.
Okay, when you're on your way home, can you call me until I answer? And then when you pull up in the driveway, just honk a lot so I can help you with the groceries.
Okay.
Just wait for her car to start. Wait for her to drive off. Yes, she's finally gone. Now I can try out some weird shit, see what this generation's really into. Let me just get the tissues, get the lotion, and the old laptop. Okay, now I guess I just have to put in this tail plug I bought. See what I can do. Oh, ow, damn, that hurts. I don't see how dogs do it. All right, let me just put on this mask here. Oh, damn, this thing's really tight. Okay, I don't really see how people think this is hot. I mean, it's hot in here. Now I have to think of a fursona. I am no longer Brooklyn guy. I am now strong jackal corny fur. Yeah, that's cool. All right, I guess I have to find some furry videos. Those really are just people dressed up like animals, huh? Well, I'm not backing out now. I already got a plug in my ass. Whew, okay. That was, not for me. Not fur me. Damn it, I'm already starting to talk like them. No, I will not be doing that again. That took way too long, and it's way too hard to breathe in that thing. I'm just gonna stick to regular old human-on-human. Man, I'm really glad nobody saw me do that. That would be really embarrassing. I mean, that would be career-ruining. Life-ruining, honestly. I mean, I would do just about anything to make sure nobody ever found out I did that. Hold on, let me get this tail plug out. Ooh, I'm getting a text message. What? How is that possible? What? Who is this? Watching me? How could you be watching me? The windows are closed! Call me. I'm not a good texter. What? No, nobody can find out I did that. That's impossible. What? Okay, they're calling me. Hello?
Hello, Brooklyn guy.
How do you know my name?
We've been watching you.
Watching me? How?
Through the webcam on your laptop.
On my laptop? Oh, come on. That is just a violation of my privacy. How'd you even do that?
And we recorded everything that you did.
Everything? Like, everything? Like, with the mask and the tail plug and me screaming, yes, Mama Bear, and barking like a dog, all of it?
Oh, yeah. And we even know what video you watched.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that was a really weird one, too, and I'm pretty sure they might have been dudes. I couldn't tell with the suit on.
Yeah, they were dudes.
Oh, God damn it!
If you don't want that video being released to the public, you will do everything we tell you to.
I will do literally anything you say to do. I will never live that shit down. I do not want that going public. You say to do it, I will do it with no hesitation.
There's a package at your front door. Go grab it.
A package? For me? Ooh, that's a big package. Is it something I've been wanting? Is it the Home Alone Lego set? Oh, you shouldn't have.
No, it's not for you. It's for someone else.
Wait, why would I give someone else the Home Alone Lego set when I want it?
It's not the Home Alone Lego set.
Yeah, I should have figured. It's not nearly big enough to fit the entire McAllister house.
Just take the package and go to your car.
Oh, is this going to be one of those packages you open up and it shoots confetti all over the place? Because I'm never going to get it out of my car. It's going to be, like, between the seats.
No, it's not. It's let's just say it's going to blow your mind.
Oh, this sounds like a confetti bomb. But I'm gonna do whatever you say, because I don't want people thinking I'm a furry. Cause I'm not! I just wanted to see if I was. All right, I'm in the car with the package.
Why do you sound so sad?
I'm just thinking about the Home Alone Lego set and how I'll probably never be able to afford it because it's like 300 bucks. And even if I could, I mean, when am I ever going to have time to build it? I heard it's like 4,000 pieces. And of course it is. Have you seen how big their house is in the movie? They have so many kids. And they're flying to Paris for Christmas? What do they do for a living? They gotta be loaded. No wonder the Wet Bandits wanted to rob them. And then in the second one, they're flying to Florida? Like, stay the fuck home. It's Christmas. I think they'd get along really well with the Cranks. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. You were blackmailing me?
Yes. Now take that package and drive it to the gas station.
To the gas station? When are they going to have time to build a Lego set? I mean, I guess they could do it in between customers.
Just do it or I post.
Okay, I didn't say I wasn't going to do it. I'll do it. I just don't understand your instructions. Weird. Okay, I'm at the gas station with the package.
Deliver the package to the gas station, Clark.
Okay.
Hello! Thank you for coming to my gas station!
Hey, I got a package for you.
Ooh, what's in it?
I think it's the Home Alone Lego set.
It's not! Open it up and see what's inside.
Okay.
So, what is it?
Hold on one second. Don't look in there. Hey, that's a fucking bomb.
Yeah, I know. How much time is left on it?
Like 52 seconds?
You should probably get out of there.
Hey, Mommy, can I get a push pop?
Freddy, we've talked about this. I'm not your mother.
Can I get one, too?
No!
Mister, is that a bomb in you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna blow up the gas station?
Yeah. Oh, don't make that face. You're gonna make me feel bad. Hey, there's kids here.
Wait, did he say bomb?
Good luck, everybody.
Oh, my God! It's a bomb! Run, kids, run!
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Jesus fucking Christ! Are you happy now that whole gas station full of kids just exploded?
Yes, and now you're gonna go rob a bank.
Rob a bank?
Yeah, there's a hoodie, a gun, and AirPods in the trunk of your car. Go to the bank and get ready.
Okay, fine. I just really don't want people to think I'm a furry. Oh, man, please don't make me do this.
Do you want everyone to know that you're a furry?
No, this is better, but I'm not a furry.
Well, this is the final step.
This is the final step after blowing up a gas station full of kids? Okay, well, I'm already this far.
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you? Use your words.
You're really not getting this?
No.
Okay, well, come down here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this is a fucking robbery. Give me all the money or I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
Oh, what's your account number?
No, not out of my account. Like, out of everyone's account. Like, just give me the money because I'm robbing you.
Oh my God, it's a robbery! Please don't shoot me!
Yeah, get the money, bitch!
Oh, hi, man. What are you doing here? Oh, wait. Why are you wearing a coat? It's not cold outside. Oh, fuck, man. Why'd you shoot me?
Because I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I'm robbing this place. Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is very, very convenient.
Just grab this.
Hey, nobody follow me or you're going to get what he got.
Ah! It burns.
Okay, I got the money, you sick fuck. And I had to shoot my partner.
Now open the bag and make sure all the money's in there.
Okay, fine. Oh, fuck, God damn it!
What happened?
The dye pack went off in my face!
Okay.
Thanks for caring! Now, what do I do with this money?
There's gonna be a dolphin that comes up to your window for you to deliver the money to.
A dolphin? Are you the dolphin?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the money. Can I go home now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Well, I did a lot of fucked up shit, but at least people aren't gonna think I'm a furry.
Oh, Jonathan, you're so rich!
Yeah, that's what happens when you win the lottery, Karen.
What the hell's going on here?
Barney, Jonathan showed me a video of you dressed up like a reindeer, pleasuring yourself to other people dressed up like animals. What's going on here?
Why was this in your ass?
Oh, dear. No pun intended. You guys saw that, huh? So it was you? You're the one who recorded me and then blackmailed me and then you made me blow up a gas station and rob a bank?
I don't know what you're talking about. I won the lottery.
Oh, really? The lottery just hands out money that's already been stained with a dye pack?
Boiny, what's all that blue stuff on your face? Were you trying out for the Blue Man Group?
Yeah, but I didn't get it because I'm not good at drums. I'm only good at robbing banks and blowing up gas stations. With kids in them, by the way.
Hey, I didn't know that those kids were on a field trip.
Okay, so it was you.
Fine, I admit it. I did it all. But it's because I thought you would go to jail for life after you got caught. And then Karen would come running to my arms because I'm rich.
So you did all of this just to get with my wife? You made me rob a bank, and that I understand because you want money. That makes sense. But why the gas station? Was that just for fun? Why did I have to do that?
I don't know. I just didn't think you would do it, bro.
Why did you even get a bomb? That's what we should be talking about, and you sent it to my house. This is all really elaborate.
I got the bomb from Mother's closet.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Okay, fine, but I'm taking this tail with me.
Okay, I don't know why you want it. Fucking weirdo.
Boyne, what's gonna happen to you?
Well, Karen, I'm not gonna lie. I might be going to prison for a really long time, because a lot of people did recognize me. But I think I got away with it, because I was wearing sunglasses and a hoodie. Oh, shit, Karen, there's someone at the door. Hide all the money.
No, Boyne, I'm not your accomplice.
Fine, I'll just smooth talk him. Hello?
Hey, Mike. I'm sure you know what this is about, but I got a warrant for your arrest.
Whatever for?
Well, for blowing up a gas station and robbing a bank. And also, you shot me in the arm.
Oh, Simmons, that simply was not me.
Well, it looked like you. I said hi, and then you shot me in the arm.
Oh, no, Simmons, why would I shoot you? We're friends. Friends don't shoot friends.
Well, probably because you recognized me, and I saw you doing something bad, so you wanted to get rid of me.
No, Simmons, that was not me. I've been home all day.
Well, what about the blue stuff on your face?
Oh, this, I was eating blueberry pie without my hands.
Oh, yummy. You got any left?
No, I ate it all.
Oh, well, can I see the empty pie tray?
Okay, you know what? I was lying about that. Actually, what happened is Papa Smurf came over and things got pretty wild because he's my landlord and I didn't want to pay rent, so let's just say he found a way to make me pay.
So Papa Smurf just blew his load all over your face, huh?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
Well, can I come in and look around for the money?
No, you can't, because Papa Smurf's load is all over my house and it's messy and I don't want you to have to see that.
Well, Mike, I do have a warrant, so I'm coming in anyway.
Okay, but if you see anything blue, it's Papa Smurf's load, okay?
Smurf. All right. Well, Mike, there's the money with...
Smurf load is what that is. It's load from a Smurf. See, Papa Smurf made me sit right here, and then he did it on my face, and it got all over the money. And then he said, you know what? Since you're so good at pleasuring Smurfs, you don't owe me money. I'll give you money. So that's where all this money came from. And then, of course, the Smurf load I mentioned.
Ah, you must be really good at it. You probably got your talents from your mom.
Okay, you...
Yeah, well, you know what I think, mate? I think you did rob that bank, and the dye pack went off and got all over the money and your face.
Yeah, that is actually what happened, and I shot you. Sorry about that. Look, Simmons, I'm gonna make you a deal, okay? How about I give you half of this money if you just go back to work and tell everybody I'm dead? Like, when you showed up, I was dead in the fireplace and all the money was burned.
Well, what are you gonna do about work?
I'll just reapply as one of my other brothers.
All right, you got yourself a deal, mate.
Okay, but if anybody asks, I'm not a furry, okay?
What?
Yeah, there might be a video going around with somebody who looks like me doing furry shit, but that's not me. That's a furry guy. He's my brother, so that's who that is. It's not me.
Oh, I get it, mate. You like to rub your wiener on a porcupine. I enjoy the nice wallaby pooch every now and again.
No, I don't. That's my brother. I don't do that.
That's all right, mate. I'm gonna go ahead and take my half.
Okay, I'm gonna pay somebody to get this shit off my face. Good night, Karen.
Oh, no, Boyne. You're not getting out of talking about how you dressed up like a reindeer today and watched other people be furries.
Well, Karen, that was a one-time thing. I didn't even like it, okay?
Boyne, is that what you like? You like being a reindeer?
No, it's not what I like. I learned that I don't like that.
You want to fly Santa's sleigh?
No, I don't want to fly Santa's sleigh.
Merry Christmas.
I'm not a furry.
Is that what you want me to do, Boyne? I'll do that for you.
No, don't.
Your wildest fantasies. I'll be a cat.
I don't want you to be
meow.
A cat. I don't like cats.
Meow.
That's not what I want.
Meow.
I want a human woman.
Oh, do you want me to be a puppy?
I don't want
woof,
a puppy.
Woof,
no, I'm not a furry. God
woof,
damn it.
Woof.
This is hell. I'm
okay.
In hell.
What about
this is what hell looks like.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
My wife's
tweet,
a fucking furry.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Baby, thank you so much for making Thanksgiving dinner for us.
You're welcome, Marvin. I hope you boys enjoy.
Oh, the turkey looks so good. Jimmy!
Bullseye!
Well, don't throw darts at the turkey. Jimmy, stop throwing darts at the turkey.
I wanted to make sure it was dead.
Of course it's dead, Jeffy. It's cooked. Look, we gotta focus on the dinner, so eat.
Can I have pie?
No, you can't have pie yet. You have to have real dinner first.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. I bet I can eat all the food.
Jeffy, dinner first, pie last.
Who put diarrhea in this bowl?
That's gravy, Jeffy.
And then why did Mommy put her period all in this bowl?
Jeffy!
Prolapse anus!
Jeffy Manners!
Please prolapse anus!
Jeffy, listen. Bow your head. We gotta thank God for all this food. Dear God, thank you so much for the food. Thank you... God?
Hey, bow your head. Keep praying.
Thank you so much for turkeys. And thank you, God, for mashed potatoes.
Thank you for the mashed potatoes.
Thank you for, so much. Just thank you so much for food. Thank you for pilgrims.
What?
Thank you for the month of November to have Thanksgiving on.
Okay, I'm gonna leave. This needs salt, but you keep praying.
Thank you so much for Walmart, so we can buy turkeys.
Oh man, I love Thanksgiving. I get to go around and eat people's food while they bow their head and thank me.
And thank you, God, for cranberry sauce. Whoever eats that, And thank you, God, for Thursday night football on Thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for Tom Brady. Thank you, God, for salt and pepper.
Marvin.
Amen. So that's
a... Turkeys can't fly! Meat busted!
Why'd you throw the turkey today?
Quick 10-second rule!
Wait, what?
10-second rule!
Why'd you grab the turkey? Oh, Jumpy, I thought you were grounded!
Okay, Marvin, we picked up the turkey within 10 seconds. It's fine.
There's dust all over it.
Just blow the dust off, Marvin.
I'm not in the mood for turkey.
Daddy, you could always eat mommy's period.
Jumpy, why did you throw the turkey?
Because I wanted to see if turkeys could fly!
Look, just eat your dinner.
I'm not hungry, unless it's dessert.
Well, then go to your room.
Okay.
What? No, Jeffy, leave the pie. Oh, that is it, Jeffy. Super, go to your room.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my God. I think he broke the lamp. Oh, I hate this day. Let me see what that is. Hello?
Hey there. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, officer, but why are you here?
Well, your neighbors filed a noise complaint because I said they heard shouting, and today's supposed to be a day of thanks, not a day of shouting. It's not shoutsgiving. That'd be me and my wife at home, right? You know, because the bitch doesn't listen.
Well, we'll try to keep it down.
Yeah, you better, because I don't want to have to come back here.
Well, why are you working on Thanksgiving?
Well, my boss said he'd offer triple pay if we work through the holidays, and I can't afford to pass that up. But, God, I do miss Thanksgiving dinner, though.
Well, you can come inside and have some of our food.
No, I really can't. My boss said he'd fire us if he caught us eating Thanksgiving dinner on the job. Yeah, he said we have to protect and serve, not protect and serve ourselves a plate of food. That's why I have to wear this body cam. It sees everything I do to make sure I don't eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Marvin, the mashed potatoes are getting cold.
I'm coming, baby. I'll see you later.
Actually, mashed potatoes. I think I should come in and make sure no violence is happening in there.
What, violence?
Yeah, because of the shouting. Yeah. I should just come in, make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
Look, Marvin, I fixed the lamp!
Thank you, baby. See, officer, no violence in here.
What'd you say to me, boy?
What?
I just turned off my body cam. I'm allowed to do that, but only if I say that first. It malfunctioned.
Why'd you turn your body cam off?
Because I want to eat these mashed potatoes and drown them in gravy. Jesus, what the hell happened to your turkey? What'd you hunt for it yourself? Is that why there's darts in it?
Well, no, my son was throwing
stuff. Why is it so dusty? What, is it last year's turkey that you just pulled out of the attic?
What, no, we dropped it on the ground.
When the hell's the last time you swept your floors?
Listen, we try our best.
Well, do you mind if I have these mashed potatoes?
Have as many as you want.
Oh, you fucked up saying that. I'm gonna have the whole damn bowl. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna drown them in gravy. Oh, yeah. Whole boat full of gravy. Bring the gravy train all over it. Hell yes. Ooh, big spoon. Big spoon. Anybody want this big spoon?
No.
All right. More for me. Ooh, big spoon. Oh, my God. That was amazing. I ate every last drop. Yummy, yummy mashed potatoes in my belly. Ma'am, thank you. This was delicious.
You're welcome.
Okay, I guess I'm done here, which means I can turn this back on. Okay, boy, I don't want to catch you yelling at your wife anymore. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to leave now.
Well, wait a minute. You have a stain on your shirt.
A stain? No, not a stain. Oh, God. That's a gravy stain. I know a gravy stain when I see one, and that's a gravy stain. Now my boss is going to know I was eating mashed potatoes and gravy, and I'm going to get fired.
Now, hold on. Why don't you just tell them that you fell down outside and that's dirt?
No, you don't understand. They have gravy-sniffing dogs that can smell gravy from a mile away. They're going to know this is gravy.
Well, why can't you just change your shirt?
This is my only uniform.
Okay, how about you tell them that you showed up to a house, and there was a fight, and someone threw gravy on your shirt?
But I turned my body cam off. I don't have any proof of that. They're never going to believe me.
You just turned your body cam back on.
Oh, shit, you're right. Oh, my God, now my boss is going to know I was eating mashed potatoes and gravy. He's going to hear me say it. Oh, no, that means he also heard me say yummy, yummy mashed potatoes in my belly. That was some pretty cringy shit. Oh, God, I really have to destroy this body cam and clean the stain.
Well, actually, no, you turned on your body cam after you said the yummy, yummy thing.
Oh, thank God. Oh, no, but now he knows I said it because I just said it again. Damn it, we got to take care of this.
Oh, how about we just throw your shirt in the washing machine?
Yes.
And then the stain will be washed out, and then maybe the water will destroy the body cam.
Yes, that's a great idea. I love that. Let's do it.
Okay, come on, let's go. Okay, throw your shirt in there.
Okay. Could you please tell your wife to leave? I'm kind of a grower, not a shower, and I don't want her to laugh at me.
Baby, can you leave?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Don't uncover it!
Now, come on, we're both boys. It's nothing you haven't seen before.
I don't want to see it.
Check this out. See how fast it goes?
That's disgusting!
Oh, come on, you've done this before, right?
No.
Dang.
What, don't hit me with it!
Come on.
That's disgusting! Look, let's wash your stupid shirt.
Okay, fine.
Just turn it on.
There. Okay, it should be on.
Alright, let's go do something to pass the time.
Alright.
So what do you want to do?
I don't know. What, you have your Christmas tree up already?
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving, man. Just do one holiday at a time.
But I like to have the tree up. It makes me happy.
Well, you should have waited till December 1st. You know, I could write you a ticket for this.
What?
Hold on, my phone's ringing. Oh no, it's the chief. Look, just shut up. Hello?
Guy, where the hell are you?
I am at a house, investigating a crime.
Well, I tracked your squad car, and it says you've been there for 30 minutes.
But, see, there's a domestic violence situation going on, and because the wife burned the turkey, and the husband got mad, so he hit her. And when I saw how burned the turkey was, I threw in a few swings, too. Because, like, how do you screw up a turkey that bad? You just put it in the oven.
Well, guys, as long as you're not eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, no, sir, I would never. I know better than to do that. I know the rules.
Okay, guy. Well, when you get done there, I want you to come by the office for an emergency uniform gravy inspection.
Yes, sir. I will do that right away.
Shit. Shit, I say. Shit.
What's wrong?
My boss wants me to do a uniform inspection right after I leave here. I think he knows something's wrong.
Okay, well, the washing machine just finished. Let's go get it.
Oh, goody.
Is the stain gone?
No, dude. Look, the stain's still here.
Oh, that stain is deep in there.
I can't go back to my boss with the stain. I'm gonna get fired.
Ooh, I have an idea. What if we take a knife and we cut, like, the stain out of the shirt? Like, we cut a hole in the shirt, and then your boss would just think that, like, someone tried to attack you with a knife and cut your shirt.
Yeah, I like that. You could dress up like the Nipple Snipper Bandit.
Nipple Snipper Bandit?
Yeah, he's like a crazy guy that runs around and tries to snip people's nipples off with scissors. You could dress up like him and then attack me and then cut my shirt right there, and then the body camera would show you doing that, and then my boss would believe me.
But the body cam got destroyed in the washing machine.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, that's okay. I can just record it on my phone.
Yeah, you record it on your phone, and then your boss will see it happen, and then you'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, so just dress up like whatever you think a nipple snipper would wear.
I'll just put on, like, a ski mask and stuff.
Sure, that works.
Okay, how do I look?
You don't really look like a nipple snipper bandit. You look like a regular bandit.
Well, how would I look like a nipple snipper bandit?
I don't know. You just don't look like you want nipples. You look like you want money.
How do I look like I want nipples?
Maybe, like, say that you want nipples.
Okay, give me nipples.
No, that's like a request for nipples. You have to demand nipples.
Demand nipples? Okay, I want nipples.
No, you sound like a fussy baby. No, that's not gonna work.
Okay, give me nipples.
No, you're just throwing a tantrum for nipples. I can't take this seriously. Look, if I'm gonna be intimidated by you, they're gonna fire me anyway. I'm supposed to be a cop.
Okay, I'll go as hard as I can. Give me the nipples.
No, that's too horny.
Okay, listen, just record me and I'll make it realistic.
Okay, alright, it's going. Here I am, in this house, responding to a potential nipple snipper emergency.
Hey, give me the nipples! Give me!
No, that's just silly. You sound like a boss in a video game.
Ugh. What am I supposed to do right then?
I don't know, just be more intimidating, be scary.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, second try. Here I am in this house, responding to a potential nipple snipper.
Give me the nipples! Oh, I need the nipples! Give me!
Don't snip my nipples! Oh no, you snipped my shirt! I have to run away now! Okay, well, that video looked okay, I guess, but it'll probably save my job, and at least my boss won't know I ate gravy.
Yeah, I mean, there is an actual hole in your shirt, so it'll look like the nipple snipper actually cut it.
Yeah, it's pretty believable.
Well.
Alright. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. So do we, like, kiss now?
Or just leave.
Oh, okay. Hey, sir, I'm here for my uniform inspection.
Guy, what the hell happened to your uniform?
Oh, see, I got snipped by a nipple snipper. Yeah, the nipple snipper bandit. He tried to snip my nipple, and he missed, and he caught the uniform.
Well, guy, let me see your body camera footage.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. He snipped the body cam, too. It just fell right off. But I managed to record the whole thing on my phone, though.
Well, it's a good thing you're safe, guy. Why don't you just go home? You deserve all the mashed potatoes you can eat.
No, thanks. I'm full of terror from the nipple snipper. I'm gonna go home.
Hey, baby.
Jesus Christ!
Marvin, is that you?
Yes, it's me!
Why are you dressed like a bandit?
I'm not dressed like a bandit. I'm dressed like a nipple-snipping bandit.
What?
I snip nipples with scissors.
Stay away from me.
I don't really do that. Listen, the cop had the stain on his shirt, and we had this idea where we'd come up with the nipple-snipping bandit, and he snips people's nipples so we could cut a hole in his shirt and cut the stain out so his boss doesn't see the gravy and doesn't fire him.
What?
Listen, I'm just tired. I'm gonna lay down.
Well, they say turkey makes you tired, Marvin.
I don't want to eat your hairy turkey.
Well, then I'll go shave.
Can I go outside and step in dog poop?
Ew, no, Jeffy. Why would you want to do that?
Because I like the sound it makes when I step on it.
No, Jeffy, you can't go outside and step in dog poop.
That's gross, Jeffy.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, if you're going to do it anyway, can you at least put shoes on?
Ew, Marvin!
But, Daddy, I can't find my shoes.
What do you mean you can't find your shoes?
Well, they ran away.
How'd your shoes run away?
I don't know, but they did it, Daddy.
Jeffy, shoes can't run away unless you're the one in the shoes running.
Well, I just can't find them, Daddy.
Did you look everywhere?
Well, I looked everywhere and I thought that they could be.
And where's that?
On my feet.
They're not on your, if they're on your feet, they wouldn't be lost, Jeffy. Look, I'm going to help you find your shoes.
All right, Daddy.
Jeffy, I found your shoes!
No way! I looked everywhere!
Booger, why are you chewing my shoes? Bad Booger, bad!
Now we have to get your new shoes, Jeffy.
Well, dang, I can step in dog poop without shoes.
No, Jeffy, we'll get your new shoes and you're not stepping in dog poop in them.
Did you find Jeffy's shoes, Marvin?
Yes, I did, but his pet dinosaur Booger ate them.
Oh, no!
So now we have to get Jeffy new shoes, and they're going to be so expensive.
Well, I could go to the thrift store and buy him a used pair of shoes.
Yeah, just do that.
Can you give me the Poop Stompers 3000?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to stop and poop in your new shoes.
Okay, I'll be right back. Marvin, I'm back.
Oh, my God, those shoes are cool.
Mommy, those shoes are the tits.
How much do those cost?
They were only $20, Marvin, and the owner of the store said Michael Jordan used to wear these when he was a kid.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah!
Well, they're about to belong to Scotty Poopin after he gets unstuck in a dog poop with them.
Or Shaquille O'Neal.
Or Fecal Jordan.
Jeffy, put these shoes on.
Daddy, look, these shoes fit perfectly.
Well, you better take care of them, Jeffy.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. I'm only going to step in the finest dog turds with these babies.
You better not, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, actually take care of these shoes. Look, I bet your friends are jealous. Go show your friends.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. I bet you they don't have dog turd stompers like these babies. I'll be right back.
Oh, I made it again!
When do we get a turn?
We're playing Make It Take It, so whenever I miss it, that's when you get a turn. But I don't miss.
We're going to be here all night.
See?
He keeps making it. He just keeps making it.
See? Watch this. Do it again.
Finally he missed. We get a turn.
Yeah, okay, finally. Now it's my turn.
Hey, guys, can I play?
No, we haven't even had our turn yet.
Cody, just let Jeffy have a turn. He probably sucks at basketball. He's going to miss this shot anyway.
Okay.
Whoa, he made it. Oh, you know what? New rules. Everybody has to shoot from way back there because we're shooting from way too close.
Okay. From right here?
Yeah, from right there. He's totally going to miss this.
Yeah.
What? You made it from there?
Heck yeah!
Well, you have to make it from the balcony now. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna miss that.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, try to make it from up here.
Dude, I can't even make it from up here.
I know, I'm trying to get Jeffy to lose his turn.
All right, watch this. Heck yeah!
How did he keep making it? I know a shot that you definitely can't make. Come on! All right, Jeffy, for this next shot, you have to shoot the ball over the balcony and make it to the goal.
But Jimmy, that's impossible.
And you have to do it over your head.
That's even more impossible.
Just go sit by the goal and see if he makes it. All right, Jeffy, shoot the shot.
All right.
Whoa, he made it.
Dude, he just doesn't miss.
What? He made that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, when's he ever going to miss?
I don't know. Did I make it?
Yeah, Jeffy, how are you so good at basketball?
I don't know. It must be the new shoes I got from Michael Jordan.
What? Michael Jordan used to have those shoes?
No way, dude.
Oh, this is like that movie, Like Mike.
What?
What?
Well, you know, that movie where the kid gets Michael Jordan's shoes and they make him good at basketball.
That never happened.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that Jeffy's only good at basketball because he has Michael Jordan's old shoes?
I mean, maybe.
Wait, so you're saying as long as he's wearing those shoes, he's never going to miss?
I guess.
Jeffy, let's try it. All right, Jeffy, try to make a shot.
All right.
All right, now take the shoes off.
All right.
Try to make another shot. He missed!
It's the shoes!
It's the shoes! Oh, my God. So if Jeffy's wearing those shoes, he could be in the NBA. He'll never miss. He'll win, like, 25 championships. Oh, my God, that's awesome! Who could that be? Hello?
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
Hey, do you have any eggs?
Eggs?
Yeah, my wife wants to make scrambled eggs, but we don't have any eggs.
Why didn't you go to the store?
Well, because that costs money, and I figured I could get them for free from you. I mean, you're not going to say no, right? I came all this way.
They're in the fridge.
Thanks, bud. Ooh, I'm going to get a drink while I'm here, too.
Ooh, and maybe some chips.
I mean, he already said yes to the eggs. He's not going to say no to that.
Dude, he just doesn't miss!
What? What's that all about?
Come on, Jeffy, make it again.
Yeah, come on.
Guys, I've already made it like 300 times.
I know, just do it one more time.
Please.
What's going on in here?
This kid can't miss when he shoots the basketball.
What?
Yeah, he just can't miss a shot. He's been making them all night.
No way, show me.
Yeah, try the shot, Jeffy.
All right. Yeah.
What? See, he just doesn't miss.
Wow, kid, you should go pro.
Well, he's really young, he can't go pro yet.
Huh, yeah, you're right. But he's not too young for me to use him to hustle some people down at the gym. Hey, kid, come with me to the gym. I think you guys are good enough to beat the national champs.
Wait, really?
Yeah, come on.
There they are. They're legit.
Best!
Oh my God, they're really good.
Yeah, there's a reason they won the championship.
You think we can beat them?
Not you, your friend. But a basketball team needs 5 people, so also you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go see if they'll accept the challenge.
The
That's what's on my trunk! That's what's on my...
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, what do you want?
I'd like to make a little wager.
A wager?
Yeah, I'd bet this kid and his friends could beat you and your team in a game of basketball.
You know we the champions, right?
Well, yes, sir, I do know that, which is why I'd be willing to bet $50,000 that this kid could beat you in basketball.
$50,000? Oh, you serious,
Oh, I'm serious.
You don't have $50,000.
Shut up. Hey, so we have a deal?
Hold on, let me see. Hey, y'all think we can beat these little kids in a basketball game?
Right?
Yeah, you got the challenge.
All right, I'll get the rest of the kids.
Hey, and if we win, you never get to touch a basketball another day in your life. You got that?
I don't know how you'd ever enforce that, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, kids, you ready to make me $50,000?
What?
He thinks we can beat a professional basketball team.
But we can't beat a professional basketball team. Well, not on your own, but Jeffy can. He never misses.
Yeah, guys, I think we can do it.
All right, come on.
All right, what scrums are we going up against?
They're right there.
Check out the half-court shot.
We're going up against them?
I think so, dude.
Don't worry, your friend here can't miss. Isn't that right, Jeffy?
Right. I don't miss anything. I just keep making buckets.
Okay, let's do this.
Hey!
I didn't think you'd actually show up.
What, do you think I'd make a $50,000 bet involving children and not show up? No, we're here. We're ready to play. Where's your team?
Oh, my team's here. Hey, guys, and one girl. Come here. Yeah, my team's here. And we got another guy in the bathroom. But we here.
All right, let's play then.
Well, let's play then.
Okay, let's play.
Be prepared to never touch another one of these ever again in your life.
Well, that's not really much of a change for me, but all right, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Ow. All right, you guys ready for tip-off?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Hey, y'all, look. He's wearing a diaper. We're playing against a baby. It's going to be easy.
Jeffy, don't let him get in your head. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do I do?
Pass it to Jeffy!
He made that? Oh no. Come on, guys! Oh, it's on now!
Oh my god, you see the three-pointer? Way to go, Jeffy!
Good shot, Jeffy!
On you.
Whoa! Yes, sir! What? It's on me, baby!
Damn it! Come on, guys, step it up!
Oh, dude, I love basketball.
Pass it to Jeffy.
No, dude, I got this.
Pass it to Jeffy.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna make it. Watch this. Oh, dude!
Are you supposed to pass it to Jeffy?
Dude, I just ate popcorn.
Oh. Ooh, yeah!
That's what happens when you don't give the ball to Jeffy.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
Pass the ball to Jeffy.
God.
Jeffy.
Oh, where you going, Jeffy? Where you going?
I'm going this way.
We losing. We don't lose.
Oh, my God. Another 3 points. We are killing it.
You ain't got this. You ain't got this.
Oh, here you go, Tron.
Get out of my house. This is my house.
Tighten up, Tron! Tighten up!
Yeah,
come on!
Yeah, I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do!
Pass the ball to Jeffy!
Yeah, but he's so far away, though!
Well, yeah!
You got the ball stolen away from a girl?
Yeah! Yeah! A girl!
That happened because of you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 6-6. A tied game. Come on, we got this.
Where you going? Where you going? You ain't making another shot today.
Junior, alley-oop.
Okay.
Y'all see me dunk ya?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yes, the shoes.
Yes, those shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. You can't cover me. You can't cover me.
Woo.
He took my shoes!
How do I keep getting the ball?
Just pass the ball to Jeffy.
Hey, Jeffy.
No!
No, you take it.
No, I don't have my shoes.
He doesn't have his shoes. Time out!
Hey, you can't call time out.
Time out, time out.
What's going on? Why'd you guys call time out? One more shot and we win.
Someone took my shoes.
Yeah, someone took his shoes.
What? Okay, I don't even have legs. Who cares? Why do you need shoes?
There's something we didn't tell you.
What?
The shoes he had on, they used to belong to Michael Jordan. They were magical shoes. And it made him where he wouldn't miss a single shot.
What? Oh, I don't have time for this shit. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Well, okay, where's the shoes?
Number one took them and number 11's eating them.
Yeah. Eat that. You deserve it. You earned it.
What? Okay. Forget about the shoes. Okay, you never needed the shoes.
Actually, we did.
Yeah, they made him where he didn't miss a shot.
Okay, well, we're just gonna have to do without him, okay? Because you can do this, okay? I know you can do this. I believe in you. Just look deep within yourself, okay? Because if we lose this, I'm gonna go bankrupt, and I will never be able to touch a basketball ever again. Although I'm a lot less worried about that one. So get back out there and just get one more shot. That's all we need.
Okay, let's do it.
Come on, let's play. One more shot wins the game.
Oh,
what's the matter? You can't make a shot without your magical shoes?
Actually, I cannot. Cody, here.
Cody, shoot it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Just shoot it.
Okay. I made it! We won!
We won!
Yeah.
Woo! We won!
We lost!
Oh my god! We actually did it! Cody, you made the shot! You won that! You didn't need shoes! You did it!
Oh my god!
Woo!
Oh my god! They did it! Those kids won! They actually pulled it off! I could kiss you! I'm gonna kiss you! I'm gonna end up on some kind of list, but I'm still gonna kiss you!
Do it again.
Cody, we won! Let's go celebrate!
I gotta admit, those kids, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that one kid probably just got lucky, but still, yeah, we won, so where's my money?
Yeah, deal's the deal. You'll get your money.
All right, awesome!
Hey, Danny!
Jeffy, what happened to your new shoes?
Somebody ate them.
No one ate them, Jeffy! Stop lying!
Danny, you have no idea the truth behind what I just said.
Hey, Marv!
Brooklyn guy.
It's $50,000 guy now.
$50,000? How'd you get all this money?
Well, because your son helped me win a $50,000 bet.
But I scored all the points!
No, you didn't score the game-winning shot. But I still want to thank you by giving you some of this money.
We're gonna get some of that money?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna give it to your dad, because that seems more responsible.
Okay, how much are we getting?
You are gonna get $100.
$100?
Yeah, you can buy your kid some new shoes.
Hey, Dad, can we get the Poop Stompers 3000s?
Yeah, let's go.
Sweet.
Can't really pick it up.
I got you.
Wait, no, give it. I need it.
Oh, sorry.
I can't be on that man, cause I be robbing. Oh, one on that dance, bitch, give me noggin. All right, Cross, this Saturday night, we're gonna be having a school dance. We're gonna be boogie-woogieing, twerking, and throwing that shit back. So make sure you have a date, cause if you don't, you are a loser!
Aw, man, a school dance? That's lame as hell. We're too old for that. And who wants to go to school on a Saturday night anyways? We could be playing video games.
Yeah, Saturday night's when we play Fortnite.
Yeah.
A school? Oh, man, I finally get to take a break after all that cooking and cleaning. Now I get to sit back and relax.
Hey, Chef BB.
No, Junior, I don't feel like talking right now. I'm trying to take a 30-second break.
30-second break? Why don't you take a 30-minute break and take me and my friends to the park?
To the park? No, Junior. There's a bunch of mosquitoes outside and it's hot. I don't want to go to the park.
But Chef BB, it's summer and we're kids. We want to play outside.
Well, it would be more relaxing to go outside than to wash dishes downstairs. I guess I'll take you.
Oh, you'll take us?
Yeah, I'll take you. Come on.
All right, guys, we're going to the park.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're at the park, Chef BB.
I know, I drove you here. Look, go and play on the playground, do your thing. I'm going to go and sit down on the bench. Look, I only came for the fresh air.
Come on, guys, let's play on the jungle gym.
Yeah.
Whoa, Joseph, look how big this rock wall is.
I know, dude, it's huge. I bet I can beat you to the top.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, dude, it's cheating.
No, it's not. I made it to the top, everybody!
Hey, Junior.
What, Patrick, you're here?
Yeah, my mom dropped me off a few days ago, and she still hasn't come back.
What, you're missing a shoe?
Oh, yeah, some crazy dog took it.
Oh, well, Joseph, I made it to the top! Ha-ha, I beat you to the top, Joseph.
Nuh-uh, dude, you cheated.
How'd I cheat?
You pushed me down, it's not fair.
No, you're just too slow, and I'm the champion.
Okay, then race me down the ladder.
Well, that ladder's really curvy, what if I fall?
Ooh, he's scared, huh?
I'm not scared, I'll beat you down there.
Okay.
Ah!
What's wrong, Junior?
I think I broke my leg.
Oh, you didn't break your leg. Just walk it off.
It's bent behind me. Shit, baby, take me to the hospital.
Oh, come on. Let's go.
Ow, my leg hurts so bad.
Well, that's because your leg's broken.
But it's broken?
Well, yeah, that's why there's a cast on it. And if you look at this little tiny x-ray, you'll see a little fracture right there on your shin.
Whoa, Chef PB, I broke my leg.
Wow, I can't believe you broke your leg at a playground. What, are your balls made of paper?
Doctor, how long is it going to be broken for?
I'd say probably about 3 weeks.
3 weeks? But the soccer team tryouts are tomorrow.
Junior, you never play soccer ever in your life. What are you talking about?
He's right. I'm lying.
Yeah, well, I would just recommend you sit here on the couch and you don't try to walk on it or run or anything because you don't want to break it even more.
Well, I sit down for like 3 weeks. Well, how am I supposed to get the stuff I need?
Well, see, that's the good thing about having a broken leg is that people will get it for you because they feel bad for you.
Wait, really? People do whatever I say?
Yeah, I mean, don't take advantage of it. You know, don't be a dick, but yeah.
Huh, people will do whatever I want.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, guys.
How's the leg, dude?
Yeah, that was a pretty bad fall.
Guys, it's broken.
What, broken? Like, in half?
Yeah, I can't walk on it for like 3 weeks.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, we brought you flowers.
Yeah, hope you feel better, dude.
Flowers?
Yeah.
That's gay.
Well, it was Cody's idea.
Well, we were just trying to help.
But what are flowers supposed to do? Like, oh, I got flowers, my leg's not broken, I feel better.
Well, don't be a dick, Junior, we were just trying to be nice.
Well, no, why don't you give me, like, a new video game or something cool?
Well, we don't have a lot of money.
How much does flowers cost?
$5.
Each?
Yeah.
That's like $10! You could have got me, like, gummy worms, a bunch of candy, you know, something fun.
Yeah, you're right, dude, that would have been better.
Yeah, I don't have free will. I can't just walk to the store, you know, I have a broken leg, Cody.
Okay, well, what do you want, then?
Ooh, you know my basketball goal downstairs? You should bring my basketball goal up here so I can shoot the basketball.
Okay, I'll go get it.
Yeah.
All right, dude, where do you want it?
Can you move it a little bit more to the right, please?
Oh, sure, dude.
That's left. I said right.
My bad, dude. God.
Can you move it more to the right?
All right, moving it.
Did you even move it?
Yes, I just moved it.
Well, push it more.
All right, I'm pushing.
More. Okay, now it's sideways. You can't possibly think I'm going to play with it if it's sideways.
All right, is this good?
The couch is blocking it. I'd rather be sideways at this point.
You know what? I'm going home, dude. God.
Going home? Wow, Cody, did you hear that? He's going home, like walking home with his legs. And mine's broken, so I can't walk anywhere.
Well, is there anything I can do, Junior?
Can you move the goal for me?
No, I think it's fine where it is.
Well, can you at least pass me the ball?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, my leg! Oh, the pain! I think you just broke it 3 more places!
Junior?
Oh, my God! Oh, God, doctor! Shut me!
Junior, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay. Can you hand me the ball like a normal person? We're not cavemen.
Yeah, okay. Here you go.
Okay, I'm gonna make the shot. Can you get the ball for me again?
No, Junior, how about we just do something else?
Ooh, can you give me a back rub?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Oh, wait, how about Ken gives me a back rub?
Really?
Yeah, he has big, muscular arms. I bet his back rubs are amazing.
Okay.
Oh, man, Cody, this back rub from Ken is so amazing.
It doesn't mean anything, right, Ken?
Oh, my God, his fingers are so magical, the way he's rubbing me. Oh, wait, Ken, what are you doing? I didn't say massage my butt.
Okay, that's it. Ken, can I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Hey! Oh, my friends just abandoned me when my leg's broken.
Junior, oh, man, I came as soon as I got a commercial break. Chef PB told me you broke your leg. How did it happen? Please tell me everything.
Well, I was on the jump.
Oh, you poor baby. It sounds like it hurts.
Ow.
I should have been a better father. Oh, what do you need? If you need anything, I'll get it for you, son.
Oh, anything? Well, I
asked. Oh, that sounds like a lot of stuff. Oh, you know what? I got the perfect thing. Here you go.
Ow!
My bad, son. I'm sorry. Let me move it. Oh, there you go. Just hit this, and then Chef PB will bring you anything you need.
What, anything I need?
Yeah, anything. I'm going to go back and watch my TV shows, okay?
Okay. Anything I need.
Ken, I just didn't appreciate the way you were putting your hands on Junior, and I just have to know that it didn't mean anything. Really? You mean it? Oh, come here, you big hunk of man.
Cody, what the hell's wrong with you?
Nothing.
God, it's so weird.
Chef PB!
Hey, what's that noise coming from? God, what's that horrible noise?
It's my horn, Chef PB.
Junior, where did you get a horn from?
My dad gave it to me. He said whenever I need something to squeeze his horn in, you'll show up.
Can you just call my name like you do every day?
Well, what if you don't hear me call your name?
Junior, you scream my name to the top of your lungs every day. I hear you call my name.
Well, look, it worked. You came.
Okay, so what do you want?
Nothing.
What?
I was just testing it out.
So you're just testing it out?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if it would work.
I came all the way up here for you to test it out?
Well, look, it worked. I know it works, so I know to use it when I need something.
Look, only call me if you need something, for real.
Okay.
What do you want, Junior?
I don't know where the remote is, and I want to watch TV.
Tell me everything you need right now.
The remote?
Here's the remote. Are you happy? Are you satisfied?
I don't need anything else. I just want to watch TV.
God, thank you. Junior, I was 2 feet away.
Listen, I need ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah, my leg said he wants ice cream.
Oh, what kind of ice cream?
What kind of ice cream you want, leg? What's that? What?
Your leg can talk, Junior.
Yeah, he's talking. Shh. Chunky monkey? Is that even a... Is chunky monkey a flavor?
I don't know.
Oh, well, my leg wants chunky monkey ice cream, so can you please give me some chunky monkey ice cream?
What do you want, Junior?
With a spoon, not a fork.
Of course I will get it with a spoon!
All right, you little crybaby. Here's your chunky monkey ice cream.
Oh, man, I can't wait to eat this... banana ice cream?
What?
I didn't know it was banana flavored.
Junior, it says monkey on it. I got what you wanted.
Ew, I wanted chocolate ice cream, not banana ice cream.
You should have known it would have bananas in it if it has monkey on it.
Well, no. I thought since it was called chunky monkey, that the chunky word meant fat people, because fat people like chocolate. So obviously I thought it was like chocolate with like banana pieces, not banana with chocolate pieces.
So what do you want me to do, Junior?
I want you to call the company and tell them to change the name to Banana Monkey Ice Cream so I would know it's banana ice cream next time.
Junior, I'm not about to call the company over some stupid ice cream. Eat your damn ice cream and leave me alone.
I'm not gonna like it.
You will like it, all right? What do you want, Junior?
Where's the spoon?
This spoon's right here. Just look.
Okay.
God.
I'm gonna try it, but I bet I'm gonna hate it.
You'll love it.
Oh, man, that chunky monkey hit the spot. I am one chunky monkey.
What do you want, Junior?
That chunky monkey was delicious, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, I thought you didn't like your ice cream. I thought you didn't like chunky monkey.
Well, I mean, I don't, but I ate it anyway because it wasn't chocolate, but it was good.
What do you want?
Can you give me a coloring book?
A coloring book?
Yeah.
Wait, I have to go all the way to a store to get a coloring book, Junior.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you can go wherever you want because you don't have a broken leg. I'm so sorry. Oh.
You know what? Shut up. I'm going to get your stupid coloring book. All right, Junior, here's your stupid coloring book.
Wow. Look at Elmo and his friends all at the beach on their non-broken legs. I wish I could go to the beach, but my leg is broken.
Yeah. Do you have everything you need?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No!
What, Junior? What?
Did you get crayons?
Crayons? Crayons, Junior? I'm not going back to that store for some stupid crayons.
Well, it's your fault that you bought a coloring book without crayons. Did the lady at the register go, sir, do you need any crayons with your coloring book? And you went, I'm stupid. How are you supposed to color without crayons? I'm not going to get them crayons.
Junior, just imagine the colors. You already know what colors they're supposed to be. Look at the cover of this.
That sounds racist. Get me crayons, Chef Pee-Pee. I'm telling my dad.
All right, Junior.
Oh, my leg, Chef Pee-Pee, and you dropped them. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Look, I went to the store and I got your stupid crayons. I got 120 of them. Woohoo! Go crazy.
That's a lot of colors to choose from, Chef Pee-Pee. I don't know.